can make it here, I can make it anywhere, that's what they say. See my face in lights, oh, my name, a monkey's found down on Broadway.
Night at Maimonides Park, where the Brooklyn Cyclones turn green for the night and take on the already green Greensboro Grasshoppers for game three of this six-game set. 7 o'clock start on a beautiful night by the boardwalk. Alongside Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Radd. Cyclones so far so good in the series. One on Tuesday night, 6-5 yesterday. One of the best performances of the year. A 9-0 win. Stanley Consuegra was phenomenal. Four hits, three doubles, a home run, drove in five. The pitching staff with its second shutout of the year. And all of a sudden, the Cyclones find themselves back better than 500 at 9-8 in the second half. Meanwhile, Greensboro, 7-9. A lot more to come on the pregame show, taking you to first pitch, where we'll see Luis Moreno against Adrian Florencio. I asked you before the game, Nick, what percentage of Irish are you? And you gave me the right answer on a regular day, which is about 15%. But today, darn it, it's 100%.
I suppose so. I am 100% Irish as we get it kicked off here on Irish Night. It's game three of six between Brooklyn and Greensboro, and the Cyclones coming in playing some really good baseball to start this series. Winners in game one on Tuesday, and as Keith mentioned, one of the best performances of the season last time around yesterday afternoon. 9-0 the final, and the pitching was really good. Darrison Bryant, 6 shutout, handing it off to Dyson Acosta, who worked the final 3 scoreless, earning another save. Cyclones mashed with another double-digit hit performance, putting 9 runs up on the board. But the story of the ballgame, Stanley Consuegra, 4-for-5, 3 doubles, homer, 5 runs driven in, and was just unstoppable at the plate was as good a performance as we have seen from a Cyclones hitter in a while, certainly this season. And Stanley was just on fire, and the Cyclones fed off of his performance and the energy that they were able to create. And they have continued to take advantage of this Greensboro pitching staff that has not been very good this season. Again, if you're just joining us for the first time in this series, the third highest ERA in all of High A coming in to this six-game set. They walk batters at a pretty high clip, the second most walks in all of High A, and the third most home runs allowed. So they're putting runners on, and they are giving up big hits. And the Cyclones have certainly cashed in with a couple of big ones recently. Consuegra, part of six extra base hits that the Cyclones were able to push across yesterday. So Brooklyn back at it tonight at 9-8 in the second half, chasing Hudson Valley atop the South Atlantic League North Division at 11-6. Some good news across the board for the Cyclones yesterday. They get the win in the early window, Hudson Valley losing to Greenville. So able to pick up a game on first place and get to two games back of Hudson Valley in the second half. Cyclones trying to continue to gain ground tonight, and the guy who helped him do it yesterday, Stanley Consuegra, that outstanding performance, had a chance to catch up with Stanley as part of Cyclones pregame. That's next here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
Are you ready, kid?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available, featuring a special under-the-sea nesting doll. Learn more at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Game 3 Thursday from Maimonides Park at a first pitch at 7 o'clock between Brooklyn and Greensboro. Nick DeLuca with Cyclones outfielder Stanley Consuegra. Stanley, 4 for 5, 3 doubles, a homer, 5 RBIs. You played baseball at a high level for a while now, but have you ever been a part of a game like this where you had that much success?
Sí, me fue una vez por San Lucy. Que bueno, también di un jonrón en la novena entrada para empatar el juego, estábamos perdiendo y me sentí bien aquí también porque estaba muy en confianza y el equipo estaba muy alegre y esa vibra se transmitió.
So he said that yes, he's been in a situation like that when, you know, he was playing in Port St. Lucie and something similar, that he hit a home run and, you know, like he helped the team win and, you know, like he just feels good because the vibe of the team was really good. It was, you know, like upbeat, and that's, you know, like that's what he likes to see.
Stanley, I want to take you back a little bit over a week. You're in St. Lucie and then you get the news that you're moving up a level to High A Brooklyn. What's that like?
Bueno, era algo que no estaba esperando. Se acaba el juego y veo que llaman a, primero le dicen a Hamel durante el juego que bueno, que va a ser subido, que buen trabajo, que van a querer tu trabajo allá, y después nos llaman a Ramírez primero y después me llaman a mí, y dije yo, bueno, se llama Ramírez dijo que lo subieron, y dije yo, bueno, seguro es la misma llamada, no era algo que lo estaba esperando, y lo terminé con mucha alegría porque era algo que yo quería.
I wasn't really expecting that. I mean, I took it with, you know, a lot of happiness, and you know, how it happened is that during the game, in that game in St. Lucie, they called the trainer and they let him know, and then they called Ramírez and they told Ramírez that he was going to come up, and then they called him, so he assumed that was a call, a similar call for him, and you know, like that's what he wanted, to come to the next level. He wanted to come here, and he wasn't expecting that call, and he was really excited about it.
How would you describe the adjustment to a new level?
Bueno, tratar de hacer el mejor trabajo de que estás haciendo abajo, porque aquí, como veo y como se describe, que hay mucha competición, que los pitches están, son mejores, que hasta tiran metral, que tiene que venir con una buena mentalidad, todo eso.
So he, you know, just coming with a good mentality, understanding that the pitchers are supposed to be better, the pitchers are supposed to throw the harder, they're, you know, so he's being able to make, you know, like, adapt to that and you know, just having the right mentality for it.
Has adapting to new pitching been the most difficult part of it?
Sí, porque, nuevo pitcher, pues.
Sí, la primera semana me sentía un poco incómodo, pero ya veo que en esta, bueno, yo estaba hablando también, dije yo, bueno, tengo que acostumbrarme a mirar mejor el picheo, a no tratar de ponerme muy ansioso, a querer hacer cosas que no puedo hacer, mm-hmm. Y eso me ayuda.
So yeah, you know, reminding himself to not get really anxious, you know, but obviously the first week was a little bit different, was a week of adaptation, was a week of like seeing the different pitches and stuff and what the guys brought here. But it's just going to the right mentality, just having the same mentality.
New team, new environment. Is there a teammate that you've enjoyed getting to know in your week plus here in Brooklyn?
No, como te digo, en el Pintrena allá yo jugaba mayormente, era con el mismo equipo que tenía Rivera. Y no encuentro nada diferente, todo normal. Todo
so, bien. No, everything is normal. I mean, this is the team that I played through our spring training. These are the same guys, you know, like, he was managed there by Louis in spring training. So this was pretty much the team. So it's not really new faces or anything being back here.
Stanley, I'll wrap it up on this one. What's it been like to play in front of these Brooklyn fans?
Muy fuerte porque allá en Puerto San Luis no va mucha gente. Aquí viene mucha gente y te transmite una vibra muy buena porque hay mucha gente y tú dices, cocho, me están mirando, tengo que hacer buen trabajo y eso.
No, it's been good. I mean, obviously, also that's something else for him, that, you know, in San Lucie, you're not used to play with people, and here, you know, like, you can see that it's a lot of people and it's a good energy, and you know, he says it's fun, it's cool.
Stanley, appreciate the time. Good luck tonight.
That's
Cyclones outfielder Stanley Consuegra back with more on Cyclones pregame right after this. Cyclones pregame here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn coming in at 9-8, looking for 3 straight wins to open this series against Greensboro. And as the two teams warm up down their respective right and left field lines with a lot of green in the ballpark tonight, send it over to Keith Rad for lineups and first pitch right around the corner here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Thank you, Nick. The lineups tonight are brought to you by the Holiday Inn Express, downtown Brooklyn near Barclays Center, located just a short subway ride from downtown Manhattan. Holiday Inn Express Brooklyn is a smart traveler's affordable alternative to Manhattan hotels. Stay smart at Holiday Inn Express. For the 7-9, Greensboro Grasshoppers in the second half. Right fielder Yoenir Fajardo leads off, then the second baseman Mike Jarvis. 3, 4, and 5 hitters. First baseman Jacob Gonzalez hits third. Catcher Andy Rodriguez bats cleanup, and Abraham Gutierrez, the DH, bats fifth. 6 hitter shortstop Dadiel Lopez and the bottom trio. Third baseman Ernie Ordonez hits seventh. The 8 hitter, center fielder Hudson Head, and left fielder Sammy Ciani bats ninth with Adrian Florencio on the mound. So that's for Greensboro, 7-9 in the second half, 2.5 games back of first place Hudson Valley. For the Cyclones, who are 9-8, they're 2 back of Hudson Valley. Left fielder Matt Rudick leads off, then the DH Rowdy Jordan is back in the lineup for the first time in a few weeks. Right fielder Stanley Consuegra hits third. Nick Gattis, the cleanup man, he plays second base. Jose Perosa at third base, he bats fifth. The 6 hitter, shortstop Shervin Newton. Then 7-8-9, center fielder Jalen Palmer. 8 hitter, catcher Matt O'Neill. And first baseman Joe Swazi bats ninth with Luis Moreno on the mound. So it's a big night tonight. Everybody wearing green, Irish eyes are smiling. Freckles everywhere in the building, as always, on this glorious Irish night. We'll take one more break, and when we get back from Maimonides Park, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available featuring a special Under the Sea nesting doll. Learn more at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Hi, folks. Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game.
Conforto hits one into right. Down the line, it is good. Home run for the rookie.
And Nimmo cracks one. Deep right center field. Look at up, Hayward. It's out of here. Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run.
1-1 pitch. This one hit pretty well, left field.
And he's tied it at 2-2. Edgar Rodriguez with a ties the game with two down here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, man, it could be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness, this is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles. Free tickets to the circus.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the back. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight and the Mets win it.
Brooklyn by one. The pitch.
Struck him out swinging. Brooklyn, you have your title. The Brooklyn Cyclones are outright champions for the first time in history. 2019 New York Penn League champions.
And I'm delighted for all our wonderful Brooklyn fans in Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, all over, that at long last we've brought this world championship to Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ben Scully speaking to you.
This is the old redhead, Red Barber, here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
And live from Maimonides Park in Coney Island, USA, it is Brooklyn's Cyclones baseball. Tonight, the Cyclones, the high affiliate of the New York Mets, plays game three of a six-game series against the Greensboro Grasshoppers, the high affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Happy Thursday night, everybody. It is Irish night at Maimonides Park and, of course, also on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network and MILB.TV. 2,000 in the seats tonight wearing their green shamrock jerseys as the Cyclones on the field wearing their home whites, white top, white pants. Cyclones with a blue hat, the white B on the front, and the red K. Meanwhile, across that white jersey, Cyclones in red swooping down and up the chest. Greensboro tonight wearing their road gray tops, gray pants, but some traces of green across that jersey, across the front and across the back. Grasshoppers written in green, trimmed in a light orange color. Luis Moreno tonight taking the bump. A start after, you look at the final line and you think, okay, got hit a little bit. But really, A.J. Sager, the pitching coach, he called it, said it himself, about a 10 out of 10 performance. for Moreno. Just the body of work of what it was. Worked into the seventh inning for the first time with the Cyclones and was two outs away from going seven for the first time in his career. Maybe tonight he can do it against the Greensboro Grasshoppers. Joiner Fajardo, the lefty hitting right fielder, leads off. Moreno peeks in. Standing on the first base side of the rubber into the windup. Here's his first pitch. And misses outside for ball one. And we're underway a little bit early tonight at 6:57 on Irish night. 83 degrees and humid. 53% humidity. 1-0 pins the inside corner. One ball, one strike on Fajardo with the fastball. Fajardo at 263, 5 homers, 17 RBIs, 351 on base. Next toss from Moreno. Fastball cut on and fouled back by the lefty. One ball, two strikes. Grasshoppers come in at 7-9, and they need a big offensive performance today. They were shut out yesterday. 1-2, just missed outside. Fastball at 92. Two balls and two strikes. Shut out, came up with just four hits in the nine-inning game yesterday. Wasn't even a doubleheader game. 2-2, crack to the other side. Base hit in the shortstop hole for Fajardo. And he gets the Grasshoppers started in the top of the first inning with a base hit to left field. Here's the Cyclones defensively. Matt Rudick plays left field. Jalen Palmer in center field tonight. Stanley Consuegra in right. Alex Ramirez, by the way, has the night off. Jose Peroza plays third base. The guys in the middle, it's the shortstop Shervin Newton, second baseman Nick Gattis, Joe Swazi at first base, Matt O'Neill catching for the first time in the series. One on for the second hitter, Mike Jarvis. Pitch, fastball, hits the inside corner at 95. Nothing and one on Jarvis. First time we see Mike in the series. Drafted last year to San Diego State. Moreno from the stretch, kicks and comes home, and the slider falls off the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Jarvis started in Bradenton in the Florida State League. That's, of course, in Florida. All those teams are in Florida. Bradenton, three homers, 18 RBIs in 58 games. OPS at 663. And then the promotion. He's been up here for five games. Spin and a throw over. Moreno chases Fajardo back to first base. So five games up here, three for 18. But of the three hits, a double and two home runs. So kind of like Stanley Consuegra, who yesterday came in kind of quiet, but the hits are all big hits. 1-1, runner goes, pitch taken for a strike. O'Neill's throw down, one bounce. Here's the tag, it's in time. Fajardo caught stealing. Matt O'Neill guns him down, and there's one out in the top of the first inning.
And Matt O'Neill using the turf to his advantage. Good bounce in back of the pitcher's mound. Tag applied. Close play. Thought Fajardo might have had second base. But a caught stealing nonetheless on a really good throw.
It's 1-2 on Mike Jarvis. Moreno's pitch. Slider hammered in the air towards center field. Palmer raced back towards the track at the fence. Leaps up and makes the catch. Palmer picks it off the wall for the second out.
Wow, what a play by Jalen Palmer, getting a really good read on a ball hammered left center field, reaching up, pulling it down like it's a rebound. And Jalen Palmer hasn't been playing as much center field with Alex Ramirez into the fold at high A, but he still shows he can play it.
Two down, no score, top of the first for the righty first baseman Jacob Gonzalez. Initial toss, caught on, fouled back. That was 96 from Moreno. Jacob Gonzalez hitting at 302, 5 homers, 23 RBIs. On base percentage for Gonzalez at 364. Next toss, hit on the ground to third. Peroza fields a low throw. Swazi kept the foot on the bag for the final out. So for Peroza over to Swazi. Cyclones get out of the top of the first inning. And Moreno faces the minimum. No runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left. Greensboro nothing, Brooklyn coming to bat as we head to the bottom of the first on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's famous fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
On this festive Irish night, the Cyclones come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning against the Grasshoppers. It's the Mets affiliate and the Pirates affiliate tonight from Coney Island. Greensboro did not score in the top half of the first inning. Luis Moreno able to hold it down again. He's been phenomenal. So now right-hander Adrian Florencio gets the start. He's a big guy, 6'6", 205 pounds, out of Salcedo in the Dominican Republic. And Florencio, the numbers speak for themselves. He has been hit hard this year. Here's the one telling stat you need to know. He's made 14 appearances and has given up 14 home runs. One per outing is not a recipe for success. Obviously, he knows that. Greensboro knows that. Pittsburgh knows that. So every single night out there for Florencio, trying to keep the ball in the ballpark. Matt Rudick leads off. He's a left-hand hitter. First pitch from Florencio. Misses outside with a fastball. 1-0. Talk about home runs. Rudick has two of them. 13 RBIs. On-base percentage at .333. 1-0. Popped up left field side towards the seats along third base and out of play. Count evens on Rudick. Talk about the on base at .333. Batting average at .212. Cyclones yesterday, 9 runs, 12 hits. Rudick had 2 hits and 2 ribbies. Slightly open stance. Here's a 1-1. Caught on and missed. High fastball at 94. So Florencio, sometimes you can poke around at some of the metrics and the numbers on Fangraphs. Sometimes you can mathematically knock yourself out a little bit too much. But the home runs are pretty crazy. 1-2. Fought off out of the left. Popped up and out of play towards the rooftop. Rudick stays alive. There's a very strange stat which fans may not even care about. It's home runs per fly ball. Is that not nerding out or what? Well, it is something that they do track. 1-2. Pitch missed inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. That was the fastball. Usually, if your home runs per fly ball are high, you're going to give up a lot of home runs. So usually it's about 6-8%. 2-2. Rudick pops it up into shallow center. Lopez, the shortstop, goes out to make the catch. One away. All right, I'll get on with it. Well, home runs per fly ball, 29% of the fly balls that he gives up leave the yard. 3 out of every 10. That's crazy talk. 29%. That number does not exist anywhere else for a lot of pitchers. Now Rudick pops out, and here's the return of Rowdy Jordan, switch hitter batting left. No score, bottom of the first. Initial offering. Jordan grounds it to third. Ordonez at third, leaps up, can't make the play. Lopez behind him fields and throws way late to first base. It's an infield single for Rowdy Jordan and the return as he's at first base with one out.
Welcome back. Didn't hit it all that hard. Rowdy said pregame that it wasn't so much restarting the season as trying to calm the nerves a little bit and make sure that he doesn't try and do too much. Out there swinging at the first pitch and on base with one out.
Jordan was at .263 with a .366 on base. Here's Consuegra. First pitch. Foul to the right side for strike one. So good to have Rowdy back. You know, putting the pen to paper today, putting his name back in the lineup, you go, wow, this guy really was pretty good. So I haven't seen Rowdy since June 19th. dealing with a back issue. He takes his lead off first. Nothing in one on Consuegra, the righty. Florencio's pitch. Ripped towards the middle. Base hit by Consuegra into center field. Jordan hits second, glides towards third base. Head's throw is late. Consuegra heads to second base, slides in, and Greensboro cuts him down. Stanley trying to extend behind the plate. Not necessary, and he finds out the hard way. So Jordan gets the third, but Consuegra the second out. Called a single to center field, and the putout goes 8-6-4 to cut down Consuegra. Jordan at third base, two outs. Here's Nick Gattis.
Ball in front of Rowdy. Good read. Stanley Consuegra trying to do a little bit too much, especially in that spot. Want a runner in scoring position, one out.
Florencio to the plate. Gattis takes a fastball strike at 93 on the inner half. So Florencio, some of the main metrics. 41 and two-thirds innings, the ERA at 8.21. 47 strikeouts, so strikeout rate pretty good at 23%. 0-1. Fastball misses high on Gattis. One ball, one strike. No score, bottom of the first inning. Gattis at the plate, hitting a 216. Five homers, 29 RBIs. 335 on base. Big wide open stance. Waggles the bat. 1-1. Hits the outside corner. Took something off at 88 for strike two. Florencio's first year at High A. Spent last year with Bradenton. Has not been moved around too much. Big guy 6'6", set at the belly in time called by Gattis. He's behind 1-2. Threw against Greenville 1 week ago tonight. Three unearned runs. Gave up one hit. And unfortunately, that was a home run. Did strike out one and walk another in the loss. As against the Greenville Drive, the Boston Red Sox affiliate. Jordan off third base with two outs. Bottom of the first. 1-2. Gattis grounds it to short. Lopez hops to his right. Fields throws low to first. Gonzalez can't handle. Jordan scores. Cyclones take advantage of the error. And it's 1-0 Brooklyn in the bottom of the first.
And a routine ground ball. No other way to describe it. Play that you're accustomed to seeing me 10 out of 10 times. Cyclones will take it. Offense on the board first, and Brooklyn gets a gift.
A gift indeed. E6 on Dadia Lopez. And now Gattis at first base does not get credited with the RBI. He doesn't care. He'll take it. He's on base for Jose Perosa. Pitch popped up and down the right field line towards the seats and out of play. Perosa hitting a 216, just like Gattis was. Four homers, 24 RBIs, 300 on base. Standing there at home plate, the catcher tonight for Greensboro, Andy Rodriguez. It's Ernie Ordonez at third base, Daria Lopez at short, Mike Jarvis at second, Jacob Gonzalez at first. Florencio deals home, misses way inside. Perosa skirts backward towards the umpire, avoids getting hit with 93. Sammy Ciani plays left field. Hudson Head in center. Yoiner Fajardo out in right. The field right now sandwiched with shadows. Middle of the field with sun. And shadows along the foul poles. 1-1. Swing and a miss by Perosa. Strike two. Fajardo in the shade in right field. Head. He's in center field. He's got the sunshine. Sammy Ciani in left under the video board. He's staring right at the sun. That sinks from his view onto the video board over the third base concourse. And you can see Ciani raising the glove as he watches his pitcher come set. 1-2. Strike three called. He fooled Perosa, who takes a fastball in the inner half, and the inning is over. Adrian Florencio just looking for a clean start tonight. Almost had a good start to this ballgame, but one unearned run. Two hits, one error, one left. Brooklyn strikes first, 1-0 Clones as we go to the second inning on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
That's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Brooklyn has a 1-0 lead against the Greensboro Grasshoppers. Top of the second inning on the Brooklyn Cyclones radio network. A glorious Irish night at Maimonides Park. Luis Moreno had not a 1-2-3 inning, but faced the minimum. It was a single, fly out, and ground out. And picked up some help from his catcher, Matt O'Neill, who threw out Yoenir Fajardo trying to steal. First pitch to Andy Rodriguez. The switch hitting catcher swings and pokes it down the left field line. Base hit towards the corner. Rudick Fields fires towards second. Rodriguez is there with a double. Andy Rodriguez with a splash to start the second inning. Doubles for the 19th time this year. Batting average at 274, 9 homers, 41 RBIs. The former Mets farmhand having some fun against his former organization. Tied for fourth in the league with those 19 now doubles. So Rodriguez at second base. Abraham Gutierrez, the DH, standing at the plate in the righty batter's box. Moreno set from the first base side of the rubber. First pitch. Slider up and away for ball one. Gutierrez at 259, 5 homers, 33 RBIs. His on-base percentage at 341. A lot of these guys have numbers better than 340 on the on-base side. Slide step, 1-0. Chop foul at home plate by Gutierrez. One ball, one strike. Luis Moreno, 23 years old. Turned 23 back at the end of May from San Cristobal in the Dominican. Making his 6th start and 7th appearance since the call-up from Low A St. Lucie. 1-1. Rounded towards the middle of the infield. Gattis to his right. The second baseman Fields behind second. Wings it to first base in time for the out. Meanwhile, Rodriguez scampers down to third base. So the Grasshoppers in good position to tie the game. Runner at third base and one out. For the shortstop, Dariel Lopez, and a chance for him. A little vengeance after making that error at short.
Yeah, and you know that's maybe not front of mind, but back of mind, trying to focus on the at-bat, but really wants to come through in this spot.
Infield in, Moreno's pitch. Fastball strike at the letters. Good velo from Moreno. He sits 94-95, touches 96. That last fastball came in at 95 miles an hour. They're in all the way around. Moreno, chewing his gum, deals the 0-1. And the slider misses outside, one ball, one strike. So Lopez, sneaky batting 6th in the order. He has 12 home runs, which if he was on the Cyclone side, he would certainly lead the team, and they would not be batting him 6th. He's hitting a 269 with 35 driven in. 1-1. Crack foul to the right towards the netting down the first baseline. Strike 2. Lopez yesterday just 1-for-3. Brooklyn's pitching staff was so good that some of these guys at the bottom of the order for Greensboro only got 3 at-bats. And usually, we get about 4 every night. Moreno staring at the runner at third. Fires home. Just missed outside with a slider. 81 miles an hour off the plate. 2-2. Yesterday, it was Garrison Bryant, 6 scoreless. Dyson Acosta, 3 scoreless. And just 4 hits allowed in a 9-0 Brooklyn win. And now Moreno, look at this, gets called for another balk. This happened to him last week. He had his foot on the rubber leaning in for the sign and went with his glove, it looked like his glove, to roll over to tell Matt O'Neill, give me the signs again. But you can't do that. You have to step off the rubber. He did not. And Rodriguez scores from third to tie the game.
And the second time this season that we've seen a balk directly lead to a run for Moreno. And that has to be frustrating because you scratch and claw for everything. Just gave that run away.
2-2. Ground ball to the right side. Gattis running over. Fields throws to first just in time. Lopez flying down the line. Gattis did a nice job. He was positioned behind second base. Came racing over for the second out. That ground ball, I don't know. I don't know if it would have scored a run, especially with the Cyclones infield in. Tie game now, top of the second inning. Here's Ernie Ordonez. You hear some cheers. He is from the Bronx, so has family in attendance. You can see them sitting behind third base. Pitch. Swing and a miss at a slider for strike one. I'm going to go out on a limb and say his mother is the one standing up right behind the dugout, screaming woo between her hands. 0-1 for Moreno. Slider falls off the plate. One ball, one strike on the right-handed swinger. Ordonez at 224, 11 homers, 36 RBIs. 1-1. Missed off the plate with the fastball. Two balls and a strike. For Ordonez, born and raised in the Bronx, went to school in Arizona, drafted by Pittsburgh. Not easy to play around here. 2-1. Fouled off at home plate. Just some teams in the area, not quite as close as this. This is probably as good as it gets. Go to Bradenton, and you hang out in Greensboro, and you go to Altoona. Not very close to the Bronx. 2-2. Breaking ball got him looking. And Ordonez strikes out to end the inning. A balk leads to a run. Frustrating top of the second for Luis Moreno. And we're done with an inning and a half from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn 1 and Greensboro 1 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Step dance our way into the bottom of the second inning on Irish Night at Maimonides Park. Tied at one. Brooklyn struck first. Error. That was in the bottom of the first inning, and Greensboro has since tied the game on a balk. Just how they drew it up when they started game planning for tonight. Luis Moreno balked with Andy Rodriguez at third base. And so we find ourselves in the tie game. Adrian Florencio happened to have a clean slate. After giving up the run on the error, it was a ground ball to the shortstop that was certainly going to end the inning. The ball was thrown away, and the run came in to score. Florencio faces Sherman Newton, Jalen Palmer, and Matt O'Neill, 6, 7, and 8. First pitch to Newton. Sherman cuts through 93 for strike one. Newton, switch hitter, batting left, hitting at 192. Three homers, 24 RBIs, 294 on base. Lorenzo rocks slowly into the wind. Pitch. Missed outside with a changeup. One ball, one strike. Sherbin looking for an encore performance from yesterday. Not just him, but the Mets certainly would love it. Three hits. Two singles, a triple, and every time on, he scored. So three runs as well for Newton. 1-1. Fastball missed up and away at 93. Two balls and one strike. Chervin's had a tough year at the plate, hitting 192. Games like yesterday, you can see that potential shining. 2-1. Missed up and in. That was 94. Three balls and a strike. Guy that was a former top 30 in the Mets organization and unfortunately fell out of those graces because he was hurt. Missed a lot of time last year. Played just 30 games. 3-1. Missed outside. Newton with a great eye earns the walk to lead off the bottom of the second inning.
And can see the strides that Shervin Newton has been making at the plate. The good discipline. Both sides, right and left, has felt more comfortable. Not always a line drive base hit, but continuing to find his strike zone, work his way on base.
Jalen Palmer from the right side, runner at first, pitch way outside with a slider, ball one. So Newton aboard, not much of a runner, just 1-for-2 in stolen base attempts. Palmer, meanwhile, a guy that would love to run when he gets on, but hitting at 179 with a 302 on-base percentage. Lorenzo set, belt high, 1-0. Missed up and in, ball two. Lorenzo snaps the glove down as he gets the ball back from Rodriguez, his catcher. Lorenzo did a nice job throwing strikes in that first inning. Didn't walk anybody, but has fallen behind on Palmer after walking Shervin Newton. Set from the belt, a 6-6 righty's 2-0. Palmer swings, rips it over Lopez's head at short in left field. Base hit. Walk and a single now. Palmer getting in a good count and ripping one to the left side. This brings up the 8-hitter, Matt O'Neill, and a rally brewing for the Cyclones.
Four in a row on base for Jalen Palmer. The fastball up and in. Gets a round on it, hitting it on a line. That good launch angle. Easy base hit. The Cyclones, an opportunity with two on and nobody out. See if Matt O'Neill can take advantage.
O'Neill playing for the first time in this series. Bats from the right side. Getting at 176. But his on base is the name of the game. It's at 332. Runners lead with nobody out. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball on the inside corner. Tied him up. No balls and a strike. It was Jose Mena the past 2 days. Mena had a pretty nice stretch of it. Single yesterday, a home run on Tuesday. But now O'Neill's turn. 0-1. Slider fades off the plate. One ball, one strike. O'Neill played on Sunday. Had a walk and a sack fly. That was the finale against Aberdeen. Newton now second base, Palmer off first. Florencio looks at second, back at the glove, 1-1. Way outside with a fastball. Two balls and one strike, and now Rodriguez, the catcher, pops the mask up on his helmet like the hood of a car and heads out to the mound to talk to Florencio. And here comes the second baseman, Mike Jarvis, to chat as well. So O'Neill, Mena, and Nick Gattis, the catching core. There's a trio of catchers, and let you in on a little roster secret. The reason why most teams have at least three catchers is you have one that's a backup and one that's in the bullpen catching the guys that are coming into the future. So if you ever wonder why there's maybe only one catcher in the lineup, because all these guys can pretty well hit or get on base, that's kind of the reason why. And with Nick Gattis playing a lot of second base these days, O'Neill and Mena have had to split some time. Can't get them all in at the same time. 2-1. Way inside. O'Neill tap dances backward out of the way. That was 92 at his toenails. Three balls and one strike. If there's anybody on this lineup to stay patient against Adrian Florencio, who struggled to throw strikes in the inning, it is Matt O'Neill. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Letter high fastball. Licking his chops wide-eyed and wanting that one back. It's 3-2. Tied at one. Bottom of the second inning. Runners at first and second and nobody out. Walk, single to start the frame. Lorenzo's payoff. Ripped to the right side. Base hit between first and second. Newton gets a third. Stops. Fajardo whips it into the infield. Three straight base runners for the Brooklyn Cyclones. O'Neill moves the line along. They're loaded up now for Joe Swazi.
And Matt O'Neill proving that he does a little bit more than just take walks. Good eye to set up a good count. Battling at the plate and then gets a pitch on the outside half. Drives it the other way with authority. Through a right side that had some room. And the Cyclones in business with the bases loaded and nobody out. As this Greensboro pitching staff continues to struggle, especially Adrian Florencio.
Fernando Nieve, the pitching coach, is out there to talk to Nieve. It's the bottom of the second inning. The bases are loaded. And unfortunately for Greensboro, as Nick mentioned, they just sometimes cannot get out of their own way on the mound. You go back to Tuesday night, the opener of the series, their starter, Santiago Flores, while he may not have lasted too long, maybe into the third or the fourth, he only got four outs, gave up four runs. Bullpen had to pick up a lot of the slack. And then yesterday, starter Nick Garcia was amazing. Nine strikeouts in five innings. But the bullpen came undone. Gave up the next seven runs in just three innings. So Nieve certainly has his work cut out for him this year. Meeting on the mound is over. Bases loaded, nobody out for Joe Swazi. Corners in, middle infield back. We're tied at one. Bottom two, pitch. Broken back, grounded to third. Ordonez charges gloves, throws home for the force out. It's in time. Newton with a half slide in is out. Swazi reaches on the fielder's choice. The bases remain loaded. But a big out at home plate goes 5-2. And that was super interesting, Nick, because the catcher, Andy Rodriguez, was pointing to first base.
Yeah, really nice play by Ordonez. Thought off the bat, no chance that he makes a play at home. Ticketed for a run, charging. Might not have had a play at first base either. His momentum coming in, so he figured he'd try it, throw on the money, and it saves Greensboro a run.
But at home goes 5-2. Swazi at first, O'Neill at second, Palmer at third. One out. Here's Matt Rudick. Florencio kick pitch. Foul back at 93. Cyclones again that first inning scored on an error. So it was a real gift that was handed to them. This is more of an opportunity where they can make some things happen themselves. Walk, single, single. Fielder's choice. Rudick popped out to short his first time. The righty's 0-1. Broken back, rounded to second. Jarvis charges. Backhand flipped to second. Throw from second to first. Not in time. Lopez didn't get there fast enough. Palmer slides in, and Brooklyn back in front. 2-1.
And almost the same play, just to a different spot. Matt Rudick off the handle. Not hit all that hard. Mike Jarvis really nowhere to go other than to try and twist it. But Matt Rudick runs far too well, and the Cyclones retake the lead.
Bottom of the second inning now, 2-1 Brooklyn ahead of Greensboro. Runners at the corners, Rudick at first. O'Neill survives the play and gets a third. Two down. Jordan switch hitter batting left, pitch. Caught on a miss, tied it up with a back foot slider. Strike one. So Rowdy back in the lineup. Second at bat after the infield single. Third baseman Ordonez was way in, and Jordan just punched it into the ground and up over his head for an infield hit. 0-1. Just missed outside. Fastball at 93. One ball and one strike. Greensboro's bullpen is up behind Florencio, who's thrown 36 pitches and has picked up five outs. He would love to get out of it here. Spin and a throw over to first base. Rudick flies back in. Right hand across the bag. Matt, 9 of 12 in steals. Certainly a threat to run. And Jordan, with his great speed and good contact ability, this could be trouble for Greensboro. Florencio's 1-1. Missed inside. This time Jordan lays off that back foot slider. Two balls and one strike. Rowdy, at the time he went on the injured list, was the player for the Cyclones. Head and shoulders above everybody else. 2-1. Ground ball to second base. Jarvis charges. Backhand flips to second for the force out to end the inning. Cyclones get just one on two hits, one walk, and two left. Brooklyn back in front, 2-1 against Greensboro as we go to the third inning from Coney Island. Nick DeLuca with the play-by-play on this Irish night when we get back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Cyclones back out in front as we head to the third, 2-1 over Greensboro. In game three of this six-game set, Nick DeLuca, Keith Ratt here with you on MILB.TV and the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn getting a gift run in the first inning, helped by an E6. And then retaking the lead in the second on a fielder's choice ground out off the bat of Matt Rudick. Cyclones with the bases loaded and nobody out in that second inning, coming away with just the one run. Luis Moreno back to work in the third. Gave up a run in the second thanks to an Andy Rodriguez double and then a balk to score him. And will face 8-9-1 in the Greensboro order. First pitch to Hudson Head. A fastball up and away. It's 1-0. Headed 224, 5 homers and 24 RBIs. The number 19 prospect in the Pirates organization, 1-0. Breaking ball off the outside corner, 2 balls and no strikes. Head 0-for-3 with a strikeout yesterday. Is 9 for his last 25. 2-0. Fastball off the outside corner at 94, 3 balls and no strikes. Had the centerpiece in the Joe Musgrove trade, involved the Mets, Pirates, and Padres. 3-0, fastball in for a strike, 3-1. Viewed as an outfielder with lots to offer in terms of tools, trying to cut down on the strikeouts. 3-1, Head pops it foul, left side out of play in the count full. Leadoff man in the top of the third, 2-1 Brooklyn. Beautiful night for baseball from Maimonides Park. Light cloud cover. 3-2, Head slices back to the screen. Count stays full. Blue sky poking through with some rays of sunlight, but a majority shadowed Maimonides Park. 3-2, Head. Fights it off again. Pop foul left side and out of play. Count remains full on the Greensboro center fielder. Have been talking about all-star games throughout this week in the lead-up. 3-2. Breaking ball. Called strike three outside corner. Second punch out for Moreno. Leadoff man set down in the Greensboro top of the third. So one away, have been talking about the All-Star Games and this, the 52-year anniversary on July the 14th of a very memorable one, 1970 at Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati. Here's Sammy Siani, left-handed hitter, swings and misses at a first-pitch fastball, nothing and one. Siani at 216, 7 homers and 25 RBIs. Moreno, angled wind, first base side of the rubber, lifts the leg, 0-1. Fastball in off the plate, 1-1. Was an all-star game that went to extra innings, and in the 12th, National League won by a score of 5-4. 1-1. Tap foul at home plate. One ball and two strikes. When Pete Rose of the National League bowled over the American League catcher Ray Fosse to score the game-winning run. Viewed by many as a cheap shot, especially with the effect that it had on Fosse's career. 1-2. Fastball up and away. Two balls, two strikes. As Fosse's first All-Star game had a promising future as a young player. Made the All-Star game in 1971 the following year, but would not return after that. 2-2. Fastball upstairs. Three balls and two strikes on Sammy Siani. Fosse saying later on that he continued to wear the effects of that collision even 40 years later, 45 years later. Payoff. Siani taps it foul at home plate. Caught O'Neill on the right leg. Hops up and back at the home plate area. Still three balls, two strikes on Siani. 2-1 Brooklyn. Bases empty and one out, top of the third. But Fosse saying a couple years ago, as much as it's shown, don't have to see it on TV as a replay to know what happened. It's still fresh, something that he remembers. Wasn't quite able to regain that form after the injury. Went on to play in Cleveland and Oakland as well. Passed away last fall. 3-2. Breaking ball in off the plate. One out walk for Sammy Siani. Pete Rose saying after the game as well that it's just the way that he played, the way that he was raised. It's an All-Star game in his hometown, wanting to do anything and everything that he could to win. Although at the end of the day, it was an exhibition game. Of course, times different back then. Top of the Greensboro order. Here's Joiner Fajardo. First pitch, runner goes. Fastball called strike. O'Neill fumbles the transfer. Stolen base for Siani. Runner into scoring position at second with one out. 2-1 Brooklyn here in the top of the third. Joiner Fajardo, a base hit, leading off the ball game in the first. Bat on the shoulder with the open stance left side. 0-1. Fajardo, check swing, breaking ball. Held off, one ball, one strike. So certainly different times back then in 1970. No interleague play at the time. So until the World Series, that was it. Two leagues with different presidents wanting to leave an impression. 1-1. Breaking ball, called strike outside corner, 1-2. So different now with the conversation about the continued relevance of the All-Star game. Perhaps baseball in the easiest position. 1-2. Fajardo lifts a fly ball left field. Matt Rudick tracking toward the line. Makes the catch off the right shoulder for the second out. Siani stays at second base. Lots of discussion around the NFL with the Pro Bowl and even the NBA with their All-Star game. Baseball a little bit different because regardless of whether there's a lot on the line or not, guys want to go out there, and if you're in the box, try and get a hit, or if you're on the mound, trying to strike somebody out. Two away, here's Mike Jarvis. First pitch. Fastball, called strike outside corner, nothing and one. Jarvis 0-for-1, flew out to center his first time. Siani leads from second, two down, top of the third, 2-1 Brooklyn. Cyclones looking for three straight wins to open the series. Moreno holds the set at the shoulder, 0-1. Bouncing ball, shortstop, Newton, glove hand field, across the body, throw in time, and the inning's over. Luis Moreno works around the walk in the stolen base. We're through 2.5 from Maimonides Park. 2-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears
years as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Cyclones take a 2-1 lead to the bottom of the third. Adrian Florencio back to work on the mound for Greensboro. Not helped by a big error in the first inning that led to a Cyclones run. And was able to tightrope out of danger, bases loaded. And nobody out, giving up just the one run in the second. Guy who has really struggled on the year, especially with keeping the ball in the yard, has done that so far. And will face the heart of the Cyclones order in the bottom of the third. Consuegra Gattis and Jose Perosa. Irish night here at Maimonides Park, and a good crowd. Three quarters filled, and the seating bowl surrounding the turf at the ballpark. Lots of green on top of the dark green seats. Stanley Consuegra digs in. First pitch, a hard one bouncer to shortstop, speared by Lopez. He spins, throw to first in time. One away. Stanley Consuegra continuing to hit the ball hard. But Dario Lopez made that big error in the first inning. Looking sharp defensively that time. Spearing the one bouncer into the spin. And the throw right on target for the first out. One pitch, one out for Florencio. Here's Nick Gattis. First pitch. Fastball called, strike outside corner at 93. 0-1. Nick Gattis reached on that error in the first inning. 0-1. Breaking ball called, strike inside corner. Nothing at 2. Gattis, 8 for his last 25. 5 extra base hits in his last 7 games. Has reached in now 6 straight. Luis Rivera again inserting him into the middle of the Cyclones order. And he has earned it. 0-2. Gattis takes side tight. Spins out of the way. 93 mile an hour fastball. 1-2. Base is clear with one out. 2-1 Cyclones in the bottom of the third inning. Staggered wide. Florencio lifts the leg. 1-2. Fastball up and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. This is a Greensboro pitching staff looking to steady the ship in this Pirates organization. 2-2. Gattis takes a breaking ball in off the plate. The count full. Have really struggled with the ERA as a pitching staff as they stare up South Atlantic League North Division standings. Payoff. Gattis takes a fastball down and away. And it's a one-out walk for the Cyclones in the bottom of the third. Second walk of the evening issued by Florencio. And a base runner aboard for Jose Perosa. Cyclones third baseman digs in, asks for time. Struck out his first time. In the midst of a 3-game hitting streak, 11 for his last 36. Set by Florencio. First pitch. Slice back to the screen. Nothing and one. Perosa, talking earlier this week, said that he felt like he had a good approach at the beginning of the season, but didn't feel right at the beginning in terms of rhythm and timing. Feels like he's in a much better spot now and happy to be able to contribute offensively. 0-1, swing and a miss. Perosa behind a fastball up and in at 93. No balls, 2 strikes.
Gattis aboard at first, one out, 2-1 Brooklyn, bottom of the third. Florencio stares in, working from the first base side of the rubber. Shakes off, nods yes. Taps the toe to the closed off, set just above the belt. Lifts the leg, 0-2. Peroza slams it foul right side and falling out of play on top of the overhang. Right side concourse. Still no balls and two strikes on Jose Peroza. Brooklyn looking to build on a 2-1 lead. Runner at first, one down, bottom of the third. Cyclones looking for three straight wins to open the series. 0-2. Fastball up and away. One ball, two strikes. Florencio stares in. Now it's yes, taps the toe to the closed off set above the belt. 1-2. Fastball down and away. Two balls, two strikes. The Cyclones offense out to another good start tonight. That has been the theme of the first three games of this series. Jumped out to a 6-0 lead in game one on Tuesday. 2-2. Peroza. Fly ball right field. Fajardo back to the warning track. He leaps. It's gone. Jose Peroza with some carry the opposite way. His fifth homer of the season, and Brooklyn on top 4-1. Had just enough on the backyard and right center field over the leap of Joiner Fajardo. And the Cyclones have a 3-run lead. Here's Shervin Newton, switch hitter, batting left. First pitch breaking ball outside. It's 1-0, and it's yet another home run given up by Adrian Florencio. 1-0. Swing and a miss by Newton over a back foot slider. One ball, one strike. The ERA for Florencio coming in not pretty. And the struggles continuing tonight. 1-1. Fastball off the outside corner at 92. Two balls and a strike. Jose Peroza continuing to swing a hot bat. Homer number 5. And runs batted in 25 and 26. Two-run shot. 2-1. Newton taps it foul at home plate. Two balls, two strikes. Cyclones with another home run. Have homered in all three games in this series. The power coming back. 2-2. Newton, hard grounder foul, wide first. Count holds, two balls, two strikes. And another extra base hit for Jose Peroza. 6 in 9 games in July. Had 3 all of June. As he continues to swing a hot bat. Feel more comfortable at the plate. Looked like the rhythm and timing was on point with that 2-run homer. Florencio, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Newton over a changeup outside corner. Second strikeout for Adrian Florencio, and a good bounce back after the Peroza homer. Two down for Brooklyn and the bottom of the third. Here's Jalen Palmer. First pitch. Fastball down and away. It's 1-0. Palmer a base hit and came around to score his first time in the second. Cyclones with 2 in this bottom of the third to make it a 4-1 ball game. 1-0. Palmer takes down and in. 2 balls, no strikes. Florencio making his 15th appearance of the season. And that home run number 15 allowed. 2-0. Palmer takes a breaking ball in for a strike inside corner. 2-1. Base is clear. Two down, 4-1 Brooklyn. Two in this bottom of the third. 2-1. Palmer takes a breaking ball. Called strike, shaving the inside corner. Two balls and two strikes. Palmer has reached it four straight. 2-2. Palmer takes a breaking ball in the dirt. Count full. Cyclones were reeling after that end of the series against Aberdeen last week. Had lost two in a row. Have found the offense this week. Payoff. Palmer takes a breaking ball. Called strike three inside corner. And the inning is over. Third strikeout for Florencio, but not before. Brooklyn is on the board for two in the bottom of the third. Home run number five on the season for Jose Peroza. Cyclones out to a 4-1 lead as we go to the fourth on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
August 4th is Italian night at Maimonides Park. Wear red, white, and green as we celebrate Italian heritage and Italian Americans throughout the night. And have a tribute to disco. The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Forza soccer jersey. Grab your pizza or cook some spaghetti as we say cheers to Italy. Visit BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets to learn more today. Luis Moreno back to work on the bump, armed with a 4-1 lead. In the top of the fourth, two-run shot off the bat of Jose Peroza. The Cyclones have scored in each of the first three trips to the plate in this ballgame. A run in the first, run in the second, and a two-run homer by Jose Peroza in the third. Luis Moreno looking for that shutdown inning, facing 3, 4, and 5. In the Greensboro order, Jacob Gonzalez leads it off. First pitch swinging. Lifts a high pop and back to second base. Nick Gattis, a stride onto the outfield turf. Now in, makes the head high catch for the first out of the inning. One pitch, one out for Moreno to start the top of the fourth. One down, here's Andy Rodriguez. Even stance left side, first pitch. Fastball down and in. It's 1-0. Rodriguez is one of two Greensboro hits so far against Moreno. Double in the second. Came around to score. The grasshopper run. Rodriguez has reached in now 15 straight games. 1-0. Breaking ball. Called strike inside corner. 1-1. The batting average pushing 375 in that stretch. 1-1. Rodriguez, hard grounder to second. High hop for Gattis. Fields throw to first. And time for the second out. Good start to the frame for Luis Moreno, looking for a shutdown inning. Cyclones getting him two in the bottom of the third to make it a 4-1 ball game over Greensboro. And after the pop out and ground out, here's Abraham Gutierrez. First pitch, fastball, called strike outside corner, 94 miles an hour, nothing and one. Gutierrez grounded to second his first time. Moreno winds, lifts the leg, 0-1. Breaking ball down and away, one ball, one strike. Cyclones offense continuing to make some magic happen in this series. And the makings of another good start. 1-1, breaking ball off the outside corner. Two balls and a strike. Moreno allowing the one run in the second, the double, and then the balk. But outside of that, has looked in command tonight. 2-1, breaking ball in for a strike. Inside corner, 2-2. Base is clear, two down, 4-1 Brooklyn, top four. Moreno gets the side, 2-2. Slice back to the screen, count holds. Cyclones coming into play tonight at 9-8 in the second half. 2-2, breaking ball in off the plate, and the count full. Mentioned it in the pregame, Hudson Valley losing in their afternoon game yesterday. So the Cyclones picking up a game on first place. 3-2. Tap foul at home plate. Caught the front foot of Gutierrez. Count remains full. Luis Moreno looking for a shutdown inning. Is a strike away. Into his windup, payoff. Fastball high and tight. It clipped Gutierrez up and in on the front arm. And the hit by pitch extends the frame for Greensboro in the top of the fourth. As Calix Crab and the Grasshopper training staff will make their way out to give Gutierrez the once-over. Gives Crab a fist bump. Nods yes that he is good to go and makes the stroll up the first base line. And will stay in this ball game. So Gutierrez aboard at first with two down, 4-1 Brooklyn. Top of the fourth inning. Here's Dariel Lopez. First pitch. Fastball up, 1-0. Lopez, a ground out victim his first time. Moreno holds the set, 1-0. Breaking ball just off the outside corner. Held there for a second by O'Neill. Didn't get the call from Trevor Matthews behind home plate. Two balls, no strikes. Lopez, 9 for his last 20. Has hits in 14 of his last 15 games. Been on fire, 2-0. Lopez powers it foul down the right field line, fading out of play. Two balls and a strike. Mentioned the Cyclones at 9-8 in the standings coming into tonight. Some more good news. They on top 4-1 here in the fourth. Hudson Valley down 2-0 in the fourth. 2-1. Breaking ball. Called strike inside corner. Lopez thought it was inside. Began to duck away. But the count even, two balls, two strikes. And Moreno getting the compliment. He's got some good stuff tonight. Runner off first, two down, 2-2. Swing and a roller right side. Vacated hole into right base hit. Around second, Gutierrez trying for third. Throw in time, inning over. A weak grounder through the right side. Stanley Consuegra charging hard. And the throw on target, two bouncer to third. Perosa slapping the tag on Gutierrez, trying to stretch an extra base and making the final out at third. Moreno comes through with that shutdown inning through 3.5 from Maimonides Park. 4-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear! you?
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available featuring a special Under the Sea nesting doll. Learn more at BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets.
To the bottom of the fourth inning we go from Maimonides Park. A 4-1 Cyclones lead. Off to a good start with the bats. And Greensboro making a move to the bullpen. Jack Carey takes over in relief of Adrian Florencio. He gave up another home run. Jose Peroza this time tagging him for a two-run shot in the bottom of the third inning. The 15th home run allowed in 15 appearances for Florencio. And he hands the ball over to Jack Carey, 22-year-old right-hander from Atlanta. Out of Duke, 11th round pick in 2021 to face O'Neill, Swazi, and Rudick. First pitch, fastball high and tight, 1-0 on Matt O'Neill. Cyclones catcher, a base hit in the second. Carey out of the stretch, third base side of the rubber, 1-0. Fastball called strike at 91. 1-1. So Carey comes on, a 4.39 ERA. This is 21st appearance of the season. Holds is set above the belt, 1-1. O'Neill chops it, shortstop. Field by Lopez. Head high throw to first in time for out number one. So in 41 innings for Carey, has allowed 44 hits, just 12 walks with 39 strikeouts. So has that punch out stuff, but when he's been in the zone, has been hurt at times. One away for Joe Swazi. First pitch, pop foul right side. Now to play, nothing and one. Swazi bounced into a fielder's choice his first time. Base is clear, one out, 4-1. Brooklyn out in front here in the bottom of the fourth. Set by Carey, 0-1. Fastball off the outside edge. 1-1. So Carey on, taking over for Florencio. Night done after three innings. 1-1. Swazi takes a changeup in off the plate. 2-2. Final line for Florencio. 3 innings, 5 hits. 4 runs, 3 earned. 2 walks and 3 strikeouts. The season ERA to 8.26. 2-1. Swazi fouls back to the screen. 2-2. Sometimes these series tough to get a read on. Cyclones had been starved for offense after dropping 4 of 6 against Aberdeen. Bats have come alive in this series. 2-2. Fastball up and away and the count full. Sometimes difficult to determine whether it's Cyclones turning a corner or if Greensboro's pitching has just really struggled. Either way, Brooklyn will take it. 3-2. Swazi fouls back to the netting. Back of home plate. Count remains full. Base is empty. 1 out. 4-1 Brooklyn. Bottom of the fourth. Lights just turned on as the sun begins to fade over left center field. 3-2. Swazi swings and misses. On top of a well-placed breaking ball, 81 miles an hour on the outside corner. First strikeout for Carey out of the pen. And 2 up, 2 down in the Brooklyn fourth inning. two away. Here's Matt Rudick back to the top of the Cyclones order. Open stance left side. First pitch. Rudick takes a changeup off the outside corner. 1-0. Rudick a pop out and bounce into a fielder's choice. Did drive in a run in the second inning. Good hustle on the grounder to second base. 1-0. Rudick, hard grounder, past the dive of Gonzalez into right base hit. Field by Fajardo and relay in. Matt Rudick with his first hit of the night. Two-out single. And the Cyclones extend the bottom of the fourth inning. Some more hard contact for Brooklyn. Six hits on the board with two down in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's Rowdy Jordan. Open stance left side set by Carey. First pitch, breaking ball in off the plate. 1-0. Jordan making his return to the lineup for the first time since June the 19th. And two at-bats, one for two. Base hit and a run scored in the first. And a ground out his last time. Carey holds the set. 1-0. Jordan, hard ground ball to first. Speared by Gonzalez. Down to a knee. Gets up and steps on the bag to close out the inning. Jordan hit it hard, but Gonzalez flashing the leather and closing out a scoreless fourth inning for Greensboro. Brooklyn still on top 4-1 as we go to the fifth. Keith Rad with the play-by-play when we come back here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Gorgeous sunset as we fade into the top of the fifth inning. Brooklyn leading Greensboro 4-1. It's Irish night at Maimonides Park. Always one of the most festive nights of the year. Concourse is bustling. Everybody having a good time tonight, including the Brooklyn Cyclones. So up 4-1. Greensboro third baseman Ernie Ordonez leads off. Initial toss from Moreno. Two-seam fastball crosses the heart of the plate at 93 for strike one. Ordonez, Head, and Ciani. 7-8-9 to round out the second time through the lineup. 0-1. Caught in the midst of the slider. Drooping down and away. No balls, two strikes. Moreno gave up a run in the second inning that tied it at one. And Brooklyn's offense, great response to give him the lead back. 0-2, chopped foul at home plate. Ordonez reaching across the outside corner just to flick that one foul. Moreno, two strikeouts. He got these guys, Ordonez and Head. Here's the 0-2 to Ordonez. And the slider grounded to third base. Perosa fields in foul territory. Throw to first was not a good connection. Swazi couldn't hold it, but it doesn't matter. It's a foul ball. So Ordonez takes the walk back to home plate. Biggest news of the night, outside of the fact that the Mets just started in Chicago, is that Jacob DeGrom pitched today for AAA Syracuse and pitched four innings, which is really, really nice. Because that means he is stretching it out, getting ever closer back to the big leagues. So DeGrom, four innings tonight, 42 pitches, which is just only DeGrom can kind of do that. That's about 10 pitches per inning. which if you think about it, about three pitches per batter, which is insane. Not that many pitches at all. Great length from DeGrom. The 0-2. Breaking ball missed in on Ordóñez, who leans back out of the way. Ball one. Told reporters that he felt good. So you'll take that. 1-2. Ground ball back to the mound. Speared by Moreno. Stands and throws to first for the out. Moreno getting down and dirty on his knees to field that one and throw over for the 1-3 putout. One down at the top of the fifth. Now, obviously, DeGrom said a little bit more than that, but the goal for him is basically what I just mentioned, which is get out there for a long period of time. Four innings, stretch it out, better than 40 pitches. Because once you could do that, then you kind of know that that stamina is in the shoulder. Pitch to Hudson Head. He takes a two-seam fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Working back from a stress reaction in his right scapula. 0-1 to the plate. Head takes off the plate with a changeup. One ball, one strike. So again, you go out there for four innings, things are working well. 1-1. Fastball missed low. Two balls and one strike. And not only the fact that DeGrom was pitching, but the guy catching, Francisco Alvarez, just happens to be the future of the franchise at the big league level. 2-1. Caught on and miss. Head leaning out in front of 77. Moreno slowing it down with a curve. 2-2. So Alvarez got a chance to catch DeGrom, which is great. And then picked up a sacrifice fly in a four-run second inning. Syracuse leading Jacksonville 4-1 in the seventh. 2-2. Line the other way towards the shortstop. Newton reaches out. It's by him for a base hit. Head with his first single. He is now 1-for-2. Greensboro down 4-1 in the top of the fifth, has one on and one out. At Double A, 6-1 lead for Binghamton visiting Erie. That game in the bottom of the seventh inning. Jose Buteau on the bump for the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. Awesome tonight working at the seventh inning. Gave up one run over 6 2/3. Here's Sammy Ciani. Pitch. Lefty grounds it right back to the mound. Moreno throws to second for one. Newton to first base. Got it. Double play, 1-6-3. And Moreno faces the minimum in a scoreless fifth. No runs, one hit, one big double play ball. And nobody left. Halfway through the ball game on Irish night. It's a 4-1 Brooklyn lead over Greensboro on the Cyclones Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
August 4th is Italian night at Maimonides Park. Wear red, white, and green as we celebrate Italian heritage and Italian Americans throughout the night. And have a tribute to disco. The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Forza soccer jersey. Grab your pizza or cook some spaghetti as we say cheers to Italy. Visit BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets to learn more today.
It's a party tonight at Maimonides Park in Coney Island, where it seems to always be a party, but it just so happens to be a party tonight on Irish night. It's a 4-1 lead for the Brooklyn Cyclones ahead of the Greensboro Grasshoppers. Cyclones at the plate in the bottom of the fifth inning against Jack Carey. Stanley Consuegra, who in his encore performance is 1-for-2, a single and a sharp ground ball out to the shortstop. Daria Lopez back in the third. Heart of the order, 3-4-5 due up. Carey on the third base side of the rubber. Chucks the first pitch home. Consuegra fouls it to the left for strike one. Take a look at the South Atlantic League scoreboard. Everybody in the north looking up at Hudson Valley, but not that far away. Just a one-game lead over second place. 0-1. Emmis Lowell, one ball, one strike. So Hudson Valley, 11-6, one-game lead over Aberdeen, 2 over Brooklyn, and 3.5 over Greensboro. But Greenville up on Hudson Valley, 2-0 in the bottom of the fifth at Dutchess Stadium. And Swagra open stance, 1-1. Missed inside with the fastball. 2 balls and a strike. Aberdeen and Jersey Shore had a very weird setup yesterday. The lights went out at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium, so they had to finish yesterday's game today. 2-1. Hits the outside corner at 92 miles an hour. Count squares up with 2 balls and 2 strikes on Consuegra. Jersey Shore won the first game 6-3. Aberdeen up 5-0, though, in game two, top of the sixth. 2-2. Missed down and in with a changeup. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Wilmington is on the road at Hickory, taking on the Texas Rangers affiliate. Bottom of the fourth inning, leading 5-4. Payoff pitch to Consuegra. Up and away, ball four. 93 outside the zone, and Consuegra on for the second time in 3 trips. In the South, Rome has emerged as now the top team. They have won 8 of 10. Braves are 12-5, 1.5 game lead over Bowling Green. And those two teams playing each other. It's a scoreless game in Georgia, bottom of the fifth. Cyclones saw Bowling Green earlier this year and will not play Rome in 2022. Pitch to Nick Gaddis. The righty takes a fastball strike on the outside corner. 0-1. Cyclones lead the Grasshoppers 4-1, bottom of the fifth inning. One on, nobody out. Carry off the third base side of the rubber. Tilts his head. Tilts it again. 0-1. Missed inside. 1 ball, 1 strike. Asheville 5, Winston-Salem 4, bottom of the sixth inning. So the big news, though, tonight, Hudson Valley not winning, at least not yet. 1-1. Missed inside again. Gaddis takes ball two. Nick reached on an E6 back in the first, walked and scored on the Peroza home run in the third. Cyclones under this painted sky have a 4-1 lead. 2-1. Carey misses outside. 3 balls and 1 strike. So Carey gets a visit. His catcher, Andy Rodriguez, trots out there. Carey is Nick Toldier from Duke, who went to high school in New Jersey, born in Atlanta. This year, the walk numbers have not been too bad. It's about 2.5 per 9. Strikeouts have been good. He's just trying to give Greensboro good innings of relief, something that they have not been able to provide in this series. Meeting is over. Here's a 3-1. Gaddis with a big rip through a fastball. Strike two. Consuegra leads off first, held on by Jacob Gonzalez. Gaddis with his black barrel bat pointed towards the ground. Payoff pitch. Off the plate, ball four. Back-to-back walks issued by Carey, and the Cyclones, who scored in the first 3 innings, didn't score in the fourth, are back at it, though, in the fifth. Nobody out.
And the struggles with the control continue for Greensboro, and those really jump off the page because it's one thing to get hit around a little bit, maybe not have the A stuff in the zone, but when you allow free base runners on in front of those big hits, do a lot more damage.
Speaking of, here's a guy that did some big-time damage. Peroza hit a home run into the backyard his last time. Fifth long ball of the year. Second one of the week. Pitch. Strike on the inside corner at 91, about knee-high. Brooklyn up 4-1. Looking to take 3 straight against Greensboro. Create some separation in the North Division, as we told you, and continue the chase for first place where Hudson Valley sits. Peroza behind the 0-1. Straightens him up with a fastball high and tight. One ball, one strike. Davis at first, Consuegra at second base. Big hole on the right side between the first baseman and the second baseman, Gonzalez and Jarvis. 1-1. Check swing into a full swing. Peroza cannot hold up on the slider that teases him down and away. One ball and two strikes. So Ordonez and Lopez, standard defense on the left side. Jarvis, the second baseman, keeping the runner close. Carey closes off with his back to the runner at first. Looks towards the glove. 1-2. Changeup down. Two balls, two strikes. Peroza with 27 total bases in his last 13 games. Good to see him reemerge. Ducks on the pond, 2-2. Driven foul to the right. Up into the air and out towards the parking lot along the first base side. So it stays 2-2. Carey in his second inning of relief. Bullpen up, out in left field. Tucked past the seats in foul territory. Rosa slide open stance, runners lead, nobody out. 2-2. Rolled over to third. Ordonez charges, fields. Tried to tag Consuegra, did not get him. Throws to first, not in time. Greensboro does not get an out, and now they do get an out. So the umpire on the bases, Jacob McConnell, I think said Consuegra ran out of the baseline because initially it looked like he didn't tag him heading from second to third base. But Greensboro does, in fact, get an out. Rosa is safe at first. Gaddis at second. One away.
Yeah, no man's land for a base runner. And Ordonez is trying to keep his eyes up and on the play. Where is he going to throw? Got to be careful with the tag. But Consuegra twisted a little bit too far away from it. And it's ruled out of the baseline.
Trying to skirt the tag as Ernie Ordonez trying to lay it on his chest. A little swim move. First and second, one out. Brooklyn leading 4-1 in the bottom of the fifth. Shervin Newton at the plate. Switch hitter batting left. Pitch. Fastball high, 1-0. 91 miles an hour from Carey. Florencio went 3. Finish up his outing with two strikeouts after the home run to Peroza. Carey so far so good, but getting into trouble in the fifth. 1-0. Drifts down and outside. Rodriguez can't find it. Picks it up in front of the plate after a little chaos. And it's two balls and no strikes. No advance from the runners. Newton tonight a walk and a strikeout. Broken four runs, six hits. And plenty of walks. Four free passes. Carey settles and deals. Ripping a miss by Newton at the 2-0 pitch. It's a 92-mile-an-hour fastball out and over the plate. Put on a tee. Newton might have got a piece of it. It's two balls and a strike. Newton's soft wave of the bat over his left shoulder. Here comes a 2-1. Way inside. Three balls and a strike. So Carey, 36 pitches, just 17 strikes. The righty sets. Good count for Newton. 3-1. Up and away. So three walks in the inning for Jack Carey. And Greensboro once again getting in the way of itself. Here comes Calix Crabb to make a pitching change. Carey could not get through two tonight. He leaves with one out in the bottom of the fifth. Bases are loaded for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Jalen Palmer at the plate with one out. It's Gaddis at third, Peroza at second, Newton at first base. When we get back, that water is boiling on Greensboro's pitching. See if the Cyclones can make it hurt next on MILB.TV.
I can't hear you!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available featuring a special Under the Sea nesting doll. Learn more at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
August 4th is Italian Night at Maimonides Park. Wear red, white, and green as we celebrate Italian heritage and Italian Americans throughout the night. And have a tribute to disco. The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Forza soccer jersey. Grab your pizza or cook some spaghetti as we say cheers to Italy. Visit brooklyncyclones.com/tickets to learn more today.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Christian Carl comes into the game for relief for Calix Crab and the Greensboro Grasshoppers. Cyclones with a golden opportunity in the bottom of the fifth inning. It's a 4-1 lead already for the Cyclones, but the bases are loaded and one out for Jalen Palmer. So Carl comes on after Jack Carey walks three. Palmer in for the third time. Pitch. Missed inside at 94. Ball one. Third pitch of tonight and second one in relief. Carl making his first appearance. He's at La Romana in the Dominican. The 1-0. Palmer cuts through the fastball. Down and in. One ball, one strike. Pitched 20 times with Bradenton. Had pretty good numbers. Struck out 40 in 33 innings. And walked just 9. He may be that lift that the Pirates affiliate at High A needs. Little help from below. 1-1. Soft breaking ball, strike two on the inside corner. Palmer a single, his first time back in the second inning. Scored on Matt Rudick's RBI fielder's choice. Chance for Palmer to drive in some runs. 1-2. Caught on and miss. Slider over the inside corner, and Palmer down for the second time on the strikeout.
And a really good pitch on the breaking ball. Carl coming on in a big spot, inheriting the bases loaded. And a strikeout just what he needed with an opportunity now to get out of it.
Bases remain loaded. Two down from Matt O'Neill. Cyclones 4. Grasshoppers 1. Bottom of the fifth. Pitch to the righty. Popped up infield to the second baseman, Jarvis. He drifts out in a shallow right, looks up at the sky, and makes a backpedaling catch to end the inning. So Christian Carl, he is that man that Calix Crabb has been waiting for. He gets his team out of a bases-loaded jam. Cyclones do not score. Trivia coming up next as we go to the sixth. It's 4-1 Brooklyn in front of Greensboro on the Cyclones Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
August 4th is Italian Night at Maimonides Park. Wear red, white, and green as we celebrate Italian heritage and Italian Americans throughout the night. And have a tribute to disco. The first 2,000 fans in attendance
will receive a Forza soccer jersey. Grab your pizza or cook some spaghetti as we say cheers to Italy. Visit BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets to learn more today.
Well, somebody just got engaged at the ballpark after the fifth inning. Fans are going absolutely wild because not only, Nick, did she say yes, she threw something in front of the yes that, well, maybe we can't say on the air, but it was an emphatic yes.
Yeah, it's one of those adjectives that goes in front of Mets when they say, let's go Mets. That, you know, one of those in there.
Well, congratulations to those two down below, right behind home plate. Well, we go to the top of the sixth, Brooklyn 4, Greensboro 1 on Irish night. Joiner Fajardo leads off in the sixth, setting up the third time through the lineup for Luis Moreno. First toss from the righty, misses off the plate. One ball, no strikes. So Moreno's battled through five tonight. One run, four hits, just two strikeouts. Walk, a hit batsman, but a good lead at 4-1. His 76th pitch. Slider just missed inside. Close one. Ball two. Fajardo tonight a single in two trips. Flew out to left his last time. Sways the bat over the plate. Pops it over his left shoulder. Here comes Moreno's 2-0. And there's a strike on the outside corner at 93. So test your luck of the Irish tonight with tonight's trivia question. Ask it to you in a moment. Give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth. 2-1. Slider down and in. Three balls and a strike. And you can chime in as well on Twitter with the hashtag ConeyConvos. ConeyConvos. 3-1. Fajardo rolls over to first base. Swazi gets down to a knee. Picks it up. Takes it to the bag himself. One away. All right, Nick. Fire away.
Talked about the 1970 All-Star game earlier in the ball game, played in Cincinnati, Ohio, Riverfront Stadium, way back when. And in that game, the first pitch was thrown out by a United States president. 1970 All-Star game. Can you name the president, current president at the time, that threw out the first pitch?
First toss to Mike Jarvis. He grounds it to short. Newton on the backhand dropped it, picks it up, and eats it. No play. Should be an E6 for Shervin Newton. That was a play to his backhand. He didn't have to travel very far. He chose the backhand and could not come up with a throw. So the Cyclones commit their first error of the night. One on, one out for Jacob Gonzalez, who bats with his team down 4-1 on the top of the sixth. So a little U.S. American presidential history. Pitch. Moreno misses down and away with ball one. Gonzalez tonight a ground out and a pop out. Moreno sets and deals the 1-0. Slider tap foul down the third baseline. One ball, one strike. So everybody got a chance yesterday to have the off night in the city. Played the noon game. And after work, around 5 o'clock, chance to kick back and watch some tube. And was at a place, and the Diamondbacks game was on, and I went, hey, isn't that Luis Gonzalez doing color commentary for the Diamondbacks? His son was playing today. I saw him. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Gonzalez leaning over. Swings through for strike two. This is Jacob Gonzalez, the son of Luis, World Series champion with the Diamondbacks. And his dad joining Steve Berthume, who is the TV man for the Diamondbacks. So both guys just could not get baseball out of their system. Luis had a great career, now since retired. Getting a chance to watch his son try to follow in his footsteps, get all the way to the bigs. 1-2. Missed outside with 94. Two balls, two strikes. The baseball world, Nick, is not that big. So it was a kind of a funny thing yesterday. One on, one out. 2-2. Pitch to Gonzalez. Slider popped up center field. Jalen back on it. Turns, squares up towards the infield and makes a catch in deep center field. That one carried. Still shy of the warning track and shy of the 412 sign. But Palmer out there to make the catch. Jarvis went halfway and retreats back to first. Two down in the top of the sixth inning. Here's Andy Rodriguez. Rodriguez a double and a run scored. Came in on a balk. That's how Moreno's given up his only run tonight. Pitch. Lefty swings through 90 for strike one. It's been a great week for Rodriguez. Just on a personal level, getting a chance to see some of those old faces from Metsland where he grew up. 0-1. Popped up out of play. Strike two. It goes to more than just old teammates at the DSL and the GCL with the Mets before he was traded to Pittsburgh as trainers and coaches, as everybody in the building, not just the players, make their way towards the big leagues. Build those relationships along the way. Throw over to first base. Jarvis almost picked off. He dives back in. Had Moreno throw that on target to Swazi, Jarvis would have been dead to rights. Swazi had to field off his left shoulder and had to turn away from the runner. And Jarvis able to survive. But Moreno had him leaning. Two outs, runner at first. The 0-2 pitch. Popped down the left field line. Rudick racing over towards the line. Matt has it drop in front of it and bounce off into foul territory. Jarvis all the way to third. Heads to the plate. Here's the throw from left field. Not in time. Greensboro gets one back. As Rodriguez pops it down the left field line for an RBI double, it's 4-2 Cyclones. Jarvis racing all the way from first.
And a really tough play for Matt Rudick in left field, because if you don't get there, that ball's going to have some English on it off the end of the bat. And takes a tough hop away from him off the turf and toward the indented sidewall just to the right of the Greensboro bullpen. And with two outs running on contact, Jarvis with enough time to score.
So we've seen Rodriguez with a hard double and now a soft double. And one of the coaches for Greensboro is maybe asking for a dead ball advancement as Rudick had to pick it up out of the cutout down the left field line. But the umpires don't change what happened. So a runner at second with two outs. We're in the top of the sixth inning, 4-2 Brooklyn. With a tying run to the plate now, Abraham Gutierrez. 88 pitches for Luis Moreno. The righty's first toss. Slider misses up and in, ball one. Gattis holding Rodriguez close at second base. Keeping him honest. Claps the glove right behind. Leans in, claps again. Here's a 1-0. Moreno missed outside. Change up. Ball two. So Luis one out away from getting through six, turning in another Brooklyn quality start. But Luis Rivera has the pen up right behind him just in case. Hitters count the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Boy, Gutierrez was ready to put that thing on Saturn. It was up at his eyes. 94. And he chased ball three, and now it's 2-1. Lights have taken over. The sky getting to a dark blue overhead. 2-1. Line towards the shortstop. Newton dives to a knee, to his feet, throws across. Swazi dropped it. Gutierrez is safe at first base on the E3. Brookins was done with the sixth inning. That is a really tough error. It's first and third. As Gutierrez reaches and Rodriguez is at third, here comes Luis Rivera. So Rivera to make a pitching change. Swazi knows that he had an opportunity to get Luis through six there, could not do it. And Moreno comes out of the game. Swazi gives him a pat on the behind. Moreno gives him a tap on the chest. And Rivera goes to the bullpen. 4-2 Brooklyn, but Greensboro threatening with first and second and two outs. We'll be back after this pitching change on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Brooklyn makes a Baikal Auto Mall call to the pen to get right-hander Brendan Hardy. Hardy's been sitting for a couple of days, so a chance to get in and get out of this bottom of the sixth. Cyclones thought they were out. Scratch that, we're in the top of the sixth. Cyclones thought they were out. I guess I thought they were out, too. Great throw from shortstop by Sherbin Newton across the diamond, but Joe Swazi, who's in his first couple weeks as a first baseman, dropped the ball. Hit him right in the palm and popped right out. So Gutierrez reaches. He's at first. Rodriguez is at third. 4-2 Brooklyn with two outs for Greensboro's offense. Dadia Lopez in. First toss to the righty. Hardy misses low. Ball one at 90 miles an hour. Hardy closes off. Tying runs are aboard in the sixth. Pitch. Slider off the plate. That's not going to work either. Ball two. Recently, since Brendan Hardy's come back from the development list, he has struggled with command. Puff and a puff. The 2-0. Popped up and out of play. First base side towards the concourse. Strike one. Hardy's last three appearances have each been one inning, but they've all included two walks. Cannot afford to do that in this spot. First and third, two outs. 2-1 to Lopez. Down and away with 92. Hardy falling off the first base side of the rubber, bringing the ball with him into the lefty batter's box. Lopez got great pop. 12 home runs. Singled his last time. O'Neill sets up away. Here's a 3-1. Ground ball to second base. Gattis on the short hop. Picks it beautifully. Throws to first. And Swazi kept his foot on the bag to end the inning. A bit of an adventure for the Cyclones defensively in the sixth. Greensboro scores one run on one hit and two Brooklyn errors. One left. We are through five and a half. It's 4-2 Brooklyn ahead of Greensboro. The answer to our trivia question next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp,
crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Cyclones stroll to the plate in the bottom of the sixth inning, leading Greensboro 4-2. Mets on top of the Pirates affiliate. First time these two teams ever meeting. And in the inning, Joe Swasey leads off. And then the top of the order. So Swasey getting his third plate appearance. Christian Carl in his high A debut. Really good. Back in the fifth inning, Cyclones had the bases loaded. He came in out of the pen. First time ever at high A. And got Palmer to strike out and O'Neill to pop out. No inherited runners scored. First pitch to Swasey. Joe swings over the changeup on the inside corner. Strike one. Class is in session. Professor Nick DeLuca has the answer to tonight's trivia question. Here's the 0-1. Popped into shallow right field. Fajardo comes trotting over to make the catch. One away.
So the question, the 1970 All-Star Game that we touched on earlier in the ball game, happening in Cincinnati. First pitch that night thrown out by the United States president at the time. Which president was it?
Well, I didn't get this one right. I was off by four. Here's the pitch to Matt Rudick. He takes upstairs, ball one, and I guess I can wear the dunce cap in the back of the class because everybody else got it right. I thought it was Gerald Ford, but it is not. It is who?
Richard Nixon.
Tricky Dick. Richard Nixon. Ford wasn't president, Keith, until 1974. Don't you remember?
No, you don't.
No, I don't. So now a pitch clock call against Christian Carl, who did not come set fast enough. So Rudick at the plate has a 2-0 count with one out. Pitch off the plate at 93. Three balls, no strikes. Give the shout-outs. Mary DiBernardo, Richard Nixon. Brent Edwards saying that would be Tricky Dick. Daryl Kessler and John DeLuca. And everybody throwing their 2 cents in about Nixon. The 3-0 is a change-up strike. 3-1. John DeLuca says he may have thrown a crooked first pitch. Daryl Kessler said the pitch was thrown out by Richard Tricky Dick Nixon. Here's the 3-1. That's outside, ball four. We're really giving the fans the floor tonight.
Yeah.
We only take political opinions from 1970. That is all we take. Cyclones up 4-2. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Brooklyn leading Greensboro in game three, having one on Tuesday and Wednesday. Runner at first, one out for Rowdy Jordan. Infield single and two ground outs for the switch hitter batting left. Rudick breaks for second base, pitch high. Rodriguez's throw down to second base, close but not in time. And Greensboro up in arms about it. Daria Lopez, the shortstop, can't believe it. Neither can Ordonez, the third baseman. And Calix Crab comes out with his hands, palms raised, almost like a peace offering. I don't know if he's saying that to the umpire or to his shortstop, Daria Lopez, who was absolutely floored that they didn't get Rudick out.
Probably closer toward Lopez to calm him down because we don't have replay. I'm not down there, but from the catbird seat, it sure looked like Matt Rudick was caught stealing. So we'll see. Tough angle for an umpire and Jacob McConnell on the infield trying to see from the right of the pitcher's mound, making 100% sure whether Rudick was in there or not, but it sure looked like the ball beat him.
Alex Crabb, who has his hands tucked in that front pocket of his hoodie, takes a slow stroll back after a conversation with Jacob McConnell. Rudick now 10 of 13. Jordan with a 1-0 count. Cyclones looking to push this lead even further. 1-0. Changeup down low. chested down by Rodriguez, the catcher. Two balls and no strikes. Brooklyn at 9-8. Came into this series, a game under 500. 2-0. Letter high fastball strike at 93. 2-1. It's a really good chance against a team that has struggled to pitch to pick up a lot of wins in 1 week. Now Brooklyn, you go back to last week. Good start, couldn't finish. 2-1. A twist down and in for ball three. Cyclones win tonight. They guarantee themselves at least a split. Have not won many series this year, just three. 3-1. Chop foul at home plate. Jordan gave it a good whack. That was a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Right down into the plate. Three balls, two strikes. Well, Luis Rivera talking about this fresh start in the second half. Already 17 games in, this being number 18 of a total of 66. Got to start winning series if you want to be serious about making the playoffs. Payoff coming. Pop foul out of play, third base side. Soaring towards section 13 down there. And it remains 3-2 on Rowdy. The help is certainly here. Cyclones have kind of a fresh look lineup. Ramirez, Consuegra. And some help on the pitching side. Now have to put it together on the field, win the games. 3-2. Banged in the air to center field. Head, full sprint back. Now jogs. Slows up, makes the catch in the alley. Deep towards the warning track. Rudick retreats to second base. Jordan gave it a ride, but it stayed in the yard. Two down to the bottom of the sixth.
Fourth at bat back for Rowdy Jordan, trying to find his timing once again. Long layoff, almost like starting the season over. Stung that one well, just into the wrong spot.
Now Stanley Consuegra, runner at second base, two outs. Consuegra on two out of three tonight. Pitch. Fastball upstairs. Carl misses. 1-0. Consuegra is single and a walk. Rudick has a small lead. 2.5 strides off second base. The 1-0. Down and in. Ball two. That was 93 from Carl. Christian Carl has been very careful. 20 pitches. 11 strikes. But only one base runner is reached. The 2-0 popped up on the infield, third base side. Ordonez comes over from third, but he's called off as Lopez comes down from short to make the catch and end the inning. Made the snag just to the left of the mound. The Cyclones had another chance, but left another runner in scoring position. Brooklyn has stranded four over the past two innings, and we're done with six. Cyclones still in front, 4-2. We go to the seventh inning. Nick DeLuca with the play-by-play when we get back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket for the choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
Fridays are Fridays at Maimonides Park. And now, the Cyclones are offering two drinks on the house. Head to brooklyncyclones.com/drinks on us, and your first two drinks are on us. When you purchase tickets using this link, you'll get a field box ticket plus a credit for your first two drinks. All you need to do is scan your ticket at the concession stand of your choosing, and you'll get two 12-ounce domestic beers for free. Not bad, huh? Beer deals at a ball game. Book it. brooklyncyclones.com/drinks. On us.
I was standing. You were there.
On to the seventh inning from Maimonides Park, 4-2 Brooklyn. Looking to close out a third straight win to open this series with Greensboro. And the Cyclones getting on the board early, four runs through the first three innings. But three straight zeros on the board for their offense, and Greensboro, much like they did in game one, trying to mount a comeback. Send the bottom third of their order to the plate against Brendan Hardy. Remains on the mound. Got the final out of the sixth inning on a Lopez ground out. Ernie Ordonez leads it off. First pitch. Fastball called strike at 93. Inside corner, nothing and one. Ordonez 0 for 2. Strikeout and a ground out back to the mound. Hardy, glove over the head. Out of the windup, lifts the leg. 0-1. Swing and a tip foul. Back to the screen, no balls, two strikes. Cyclones getting another good start from their staff tonight, Luis Moreno. Hardy into the motion, right-handers 0-2. Ordonez bouncing ball, weak to shortstop. Newton waits on it, head high field, throw to first in time for out number one. Luis Moreno going 5 2/3, five hits, two runs, just one earned, a walk, and a pair of strikeouts tonight. Is in line for the victory, and if not for two Cyclones errors in the sixth, likely in line for a quality start. Here's Hudson Head, first pitch. Fastball low, it's 1-0. Head 1-for-2, a base hit in the fifth. Top 20 prospect in the Pirates organization looking to get something started in the seventh. 1-0. Head takes in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. Brendan Hardy looking for a scoreless seventh inning. Cyclones top by two. 2-0. Head takes a fastball up and away. Three balls, no strikes. And that really the one flaw as of recently for Brendan Hardy. It's been the control. 3-0. Head takes a fastball off the outside corner. Four-pitch walk to bring the tying run to the plate with one down in the top of the seventh inning.
And what's frustrating for Hardy is that he's nibbling a lot, and if he has good stuff, he just doesn't throw it over the plate enough these days. Not sure what the mechanical tweak is, but of course that's why they're working on it. But it is frustrating for the coaching staff. He's almost afraid to throw strikes. He's got, again, good stuff.
Here's Sammy Siani, first pitch, fastball upstairs, five straight out of the zone, it's 1-0. Hardy, in his last 5 2/3, five appearances, has allowed just two earned runs, but walked six. 1-0, fastball off the outside corner, six in a row, two balls, no strikes. And the control problems have been more apparent recently, those six walks coming in his last three innings. Taps the toe to the set, 2-0. Swinging a pop foul, left side and out of play. Two balls and a strike. Hardy back into the zone that time. Runner off first with one out, 4-2 Brooklyn as we play here in the top of the seventh inning. Hardy looking to hang another zero. Holds the set at the shoulder, peaks it first, 2-1. Line drive right at Gattis. He lunges, spears, and will hang on. His head dives back at first. Siani hit it hard, but right at Nick Gattis. All he had time for was that one step and a lunge. Made the play for the second out of the inning. So Hardy has some luck on Irish night. And with two away, back to the top of the order, here's Joiner Fajardo. First pitch. Fastball down and in. It's 1-0. Fajardo One for three, base hit in the first, to fly out and a ground out on his line score tonight. 4-2 Brooklyn, two down, runner off of first. Top seven, 1-0. Fajardo cuts and misses. Went around, tried to hold back on the fastball upstairs. One ball, one strike. Hardy leans in, gets the sign, set at the shoulder. Closed off, 1-1. Breaking ball, called strike inside corner, 1-2. And after that six-pitch period, it's Hardy unable to find the strike zone. Has been back in it after getting the line out. 1-2. Fastball up, two balls, two strikes to the Greensboro right fielder. Fajardo has reached in seven straight and trying to move the line along as the tying run with Brooklyn on top, 4-2 in the top of the seventh inning. 2-2. Fajardo pops it foul. Angled left off of home plate. Count holds, two balls, two strikes. Navy blue sky overhangs Maimonides Park. Ring lights over the outfield stanchions in green for Irish Night. Hardy the set, 2-2, runner goes. Fastball inside, O'Neill's throw, one bounce, tag applied late. And a stolen base for Hudson Head. Throw was on target with the tag of Newton just a touch late. And Hudson Head into scoring position with two down. Full count on Fajardo. Runner at second, two down. Hardy the set, payoff. Fajardo, line drive, right center field. It gets down, a base hit. Head around third. He'll score. It's a base hit and an RBI for Joiner Fajardo. And Greensboro is within a run. It's 4-3 in the top of the seventh.
And a lot will say that, you know, that stolen base is big. Got to control the running game. But the answer is no. You can't put the guy on for free to begin with on four pitches. And so the walk comes back to bite Hardy and gives Greensboro a little bit of life late, which we've seen them do. Tuesday they came back down 6-0, cut it to 6-5, fell short. But they're back at it again with these late game heroics.
Here's Mike Jarvis. The tying run has reached it first with two out. Cyclones out to the early advantage, led by three. Now it's one. First pitch, breaking ball, down and in to Jarvis. Looked like O'Neill was crossed up, making the basket catch on the breaking ball. 1-0. Mike Jarvis, 0-for-3 tonight, reached on an error, came around to score in the sixth inning. Cyclones looking to preserve the lead with a run in for Greensboro, top seven. 1-0, runner goes, fastball, called strike, throw down, bounces, and is late. Another stolen base for the Grasshoppers. Fajardo swipes second, and the tying run in scoring position with two outs.
That was a tough play. It's a good throw by O'Neill. Gaddis had his skedaddle over there, and maybe one that Nick would like to have back. You can tell he's a little bit frustrated with himself that he couldn't squeeze that ball. Because had he squeezed it, they might have had Fajardo.
Trying to dig it out and apply the tag. All in one motion. 1-1. Jarvis, check swing, breaking ball down and away. He went around, says Jacob McConnell on the bases. 1-2. Some barking from the third base dugout of Greensboro, but McConnell ruling that Jarvis did swing, and Hardy now a strike away, trying to strand the tying run in scoring position. Holds the set at the shoulder, stare at second, kicks 1-2, breaking ball in the dirt, good slide over by O'Neill to keep it in front. Two balls and two strikes. Mike Jarvis into play tonight. driven in 5 runs in his last 3 games. A big potential RBI in scoring position at second. That's a tying run. Hardy trying to protect the lead. 2-2. Fastball just off the outside corner. And the count's full. Hardy has surrendered a run in the inning. Still clinging to the 4-3 lead. Fajardo off second with 2 down. 3-2. Fastball. Called strike 3 outside corner. Hardy keeps the lead. Jarvis frozen and the inning over. Greensboro gets a run. 2-out RBI single by Fajardo. 7th inning stretch time from Maimonides Park. 4-3 Cyclones on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering baseball you can drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball you can drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
Are you ready, kid?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your Starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available featuring a special under-the-sea nesting doll. Learn more at BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets.
August 4th is Italian Night at Maimonides Park. We're red, white, and green as we celebrate Italian heritage and Italian Americans throughout the night and have a tribute to disco. The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Forza soccer jersey. Grab your pizza or cook some spaghetti as we say cheers to Italy. Visit BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets to learn more today.
Greensboro goes to the bullpen yet again as we head to the bottom of the 7th inning. 4-3 Brooklyn on top of the Grasshoppers, looking for 3 in a row to open this series. Eddie Yeen takes over, the 6'1", 21-year-old right-hander out of the Dominican Republic. This is 27th appearance of the season and a 6.88 ERA in 34 innings. Has allowed 41 hits in 34 innings, so not the most effective stuff. Nick Gattis leads it off, pops the first pitch foul and back of home plate, nothing and one. Yeen with good control. But the hits have been a problem. Out of the stretch, righty's 0-1. Gattis takes a fastball strike, outer third at the knees, nothing and two. Nick Gattis has been aboard all 3 times tonight. Reached out an error in the first. A couple of walks, came around to score in the 3rd inning. Cyclones off the board in 3 straight frames and have seen their lead cut to just a run. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Gattis behind 89 on the outside corner. Gene out of the bullpen. And has a strikeout. Leadoff man set down in the bottom of the 7th inning. So one away for Eddie Yeen in the bottom of this 7th inning. 4-3 Brooklyn. And here is Jose Peroza. First pitch. Peroza tips it foul at home plate. No balls and a strike. Caught home plate umpire Trevor our Matthews with Andy Rodriguez flipping the hips to turn around and make sure that Matthews is all right. Jacob McConnell down for first to check on the home plate umpire.
Third raffle winner, this is a number
Cyclones have not scored since that two-run homer off the bat of Perosa in the third inning. An opposite field shot just out of the reach of Joiner Fajardo at the wall, leaping in right. Three straight scoreless frames that have been few and far between for Greensboro this year. 0-1. Perosa bouncing ball back up the middle. Second baseman Jarvis behind the bag. Across the body throw to first is in time to nail Perosa for the second out of the inning. Tough play for Jarvis. Having to navigate the second base bag onto the backhand with the throw right on target for out number two. Two away in the Cyclone seventh. Here's Shervin Newton. Switch hitter, batting left, open stance. First pitch. Newton takes a fastball at 96 off the outside corner, 1-0. Newton on base twice tonight, couple of walks, struck out in the third. On base in now 10 straight games. And 17 of 18, 1-0. Newton pops a foul. Left of home plate, now to play. One ball, one strike. Base is empty, two out. 4-3 Brooklyn, bottom of the seventh. Greensboro has scored in back-to-back innings, and the Cyclones looking for an answer. Have not found it yet against Eddie Yean out of the bullpen. 1-1, breaking ball down and in. Two balls and a strike on Shervin Newton. Infield shaded over a bit. Play Newton to pull on the right side, 2-1. Shervin bouncing ball right side. Jarvis a step to the right. Love hand field flipped to first in time to end the inning. Newton hit it hard. Jarvis positioned perfectly. And the Cyclones down in order in the bottom of the seventh inning. To the eighth inning we go from Maimonides Park. 4-3 Brooklyn. Keith Radd with the play-by-play when we return on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com. Brooklyn clinging to a 4-3 lead as we get into the late innings. Top of the eighth inning and a new arm out of the bullpen for the Cyclones. Right-hander Justin Courtney. It's a Baikal Cadillac call to the bullpen. The Cyclones are 6 outs away from a third consecutive victory. Now Greensboro is knocking on the door, having scored 2 unanswered runs. So while Brooklyn's offense, 4 in the first 3 innings and 4 straight zeros, it's been the Grasshoppers who have popped up and have emerged. And in this top of the 8th inning, the heart of the order is up. First pitch to Jacob Gonzalez. Courtney fires a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Strike 1.
Cyclones just had an inning and a third of Brendan Hardy. Gave up one run, one hit, one walk, one strikeout. Courtney's 0-1. Swing and a miss. Nasty slider. Goes from 94 to 84. And Gonzalez way out in front. It's nothing in two. Gonzalez tonight, a ground out, a pop out, and a fly out. Brooklyn's pitching staff, by the way, just three strikeouts. Cordy fires the 0-2. Pitch grounded to the right side. Gattis too far up the middle, can't get to his left. It's a base hit into right field for Jacob Gonzalez. And a tying run aboard for the Grasshoppers. Justin Courtney has not allowed a run since June 1st. It has been outing after outing after outing of pure bliss for the Maine native. Throwing for the first time in this series, he's on 3 days of rest. Here's Andy Rodriguez with two doubles tonight. Pitch. It's down and away at 93. One ball, no strikes. So Gonzalez aboard, not much of a runner. Rodriguez to the plate, certainly much of a hitter. Two doubles, a ribby, and a walk. And a run, I should say. Next pitch. That's off the plate for ball two. Hence Courtney nibbling. Missing down, missing away. Do not want to groove one to Rodriguez. Justin from the belt. The 2-0. Fouled back. Nasty swing by Rodriguez on a heater on the inside corner. Two balls and one strike. Four, three Cyclones with the Grasshoppers with the tying run on. 2-1. Backdoor slider missed off the plate. Couldn't swerve over enough. And another hitter's count on Andy Rodriguez. Courtney closes off. Small lead by Gonzalez. 3-1. Punched foul to the left. Rodriguez now from 3-1 to 3-2. Courtney looking in for a while at the sign, working with Matt O'Neill, and now time called. Courtney called for time. 13 and two-thirds innings of scoreless baseball in a row. Payoff missed inside. Single and a walk. And Courtney was fighting uphill that entire at-bat with Andy Rodriguez. And we talk about this really great stretch. One of the best parts about it is that Courtney has not issued many walks. That's just the second walk since June 1st. Ducks on the pond. Nobody out, top of the eighth inning. Here's Gutierrez, the righty. Courtney uncorks. And a slider hits the outside corner for strike one. Gonzalez into scoring position. Rodriguez at first. Gutierrez hit by a pitch, reached on error, officially 0 for 2. The 0-1. Destroyed to deep left field. Gutierrez plants one on the video board. It's a three-run home run and a shocker. Greensboro turns this thing right around. And the Grasshoppers, on the back of a Gutierrez bomb, take a 6-4 lead in the top of the eighth. That was stung.
And the Cyclones are stunned. Abraham Gutierrez, top 40 prospect of the Pittsburgh system. Pirates really like his hitting potential, and he showed off why right there. That ball was launched. Courtney not getting it back. Grasshoppers have hung around and now broken through.
It's to Dario Lopez. He bunts back to the mound. Courtney Fields sets, throws to first. One out. Now Lopez trying to extend with a bunt base hit. Good idea, but he is out. So the issue is that recently you have some guys with some moves. Grant Hartwig's up at Double A now. Who do you turn to in the bullpen? You've had Nathan Lavender and Cam Opp on the COVID IL. Opp activated. Lavender not quite yet. Courtney's been so trustworthy. Pitch to Ordonez. He swings and tips it into O'Neill's mitt for strike one. And now Courtney snaps that 13 2/3 without giving up a run. Boy, that was some home run by Gutierrez. The 0-1. Ordonez swings through 93 for strike two. So five unanswered. Pirates affiliate up 6-4 in the eighth. Courtney ahead 0-2. Pitch. Pop down the right field line towards the bullpen and foul out of play. Plenty, Courtney, Edwards, Hall, Hardy, Jones, and Tavares back there and available. And you add Opp to that and Lavender hopefully tomorrow. 0-2 again. Slider cut on and missed. Ordonez chased in the dirt. So after the home run, back-to-back outs for Justin Courtney. Two down in the eighth for lefty Hudson Head.
And a good bounce back for Courtney, but it is just so surprising to see the Cyclones falter in this situation. 28-2 this year leading after 7. 27-0 leading after 8.
Pitch. Fastball strike hits the outside corner at 93. No balls and a strike.
Situations like this, it's been
0-1. Grounded to the right side. Swazi hops to his right. Fields on a knee. Flips to Courtney. Close play. Courtney gets there for the out. Just beats Head to the spot to end the inning. Abraham Gutierrez, sixth home run of the year, a three-run shot, a biggie. It puts Greensboro in front 6-4 as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks. Plus, a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available, featuring a special under-the-sea nesting doll. Learn more at BrooklynCyclones.com/ticket.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Cyclones at the plate in the bottom of the eighth inning, trailing now 6-4 against the Greensboro Grasshoppers. New arm into the game is right-hander Dante Mendoza, and the first batter, Jalen Palmer. First pitch to the righty. Palmer takes a strike on the inside corner that straightens him up and in. Nothing in one. Mendoza, 23-year-old, came over in a trade from Cleveland. The 0-1. Missed up and away. One ball, one strike. It's actually the cousin of Zach Britton of the New York Yankees. Tall righties 1-1 to the plate. Breaking ball strike nabs the far side on Palmer 1-2. So the Grasshoppers have just stunned this crowd. It was at one time 4-1 Brooklyn. And going into the top of the eighth, it was 4-3 until the big three-run home run. 1-2, up and in on Palmer. Two balls, two strikes. Jacob Gonzalez single, Eddie Rodriguez walk, and against Justin Courtney of all people. Abraham Gutierrez hit a three-run home run off the video board. A no-doubter. 2-2. Swing and a miss. 91 in the outside corner, and Palmer didn't touch it. Strike three. So now at trusty Greensboro bullpen, trying to be trusty with a two-run lead on the road. It really struggled in this series. Cyclones are hoping to get to them. Eddie Yean just threw a scoreless seventh. And now Mendoza tried to close it out. Here's Matt O'Neill. Brooklyn down two in the eighth. Bases empty, one away. Pitch. Breaking ball strike. O'Neill a little bit weak at the knees on that bender. Nothing in one. From the stretch, the 0-1. Up and in, 93 by the chin. One ball, one strike. O'Neill tonight is single in three trips. Brooklyn was in good shape. Four runs, six hits. But now down. 1-1. Fastball pierces the outside corner. O'Neill thought about a swing, but takes strike two. Mendoza making his high A debut after 29 innings and 21 outings in Bradenton at low A. 1-2. Breaking ball, just missed inside. O'Neill took. Rodriguez thought it was strike three. Catcher flew out of his crouch to try to send the ball around the infield. But instead of a strikeout, it's 2-2. Mendoza this year, a strikeout rate of 32%. 2-2. Grounded to third base. Ordonez charges. The ball goes under his glove and into left field. O'Neill reaches. This looks like an E5 coming as Ordonez had a chance at it. Didn't reach down far enough. And the Cyclones catch a break in the eighth.
And it's been that kind of season at times for Greensboro. Haven't pitched all that well. The offense has been there tonight. But when you don't pitch well and you walk people and then you give teams extra opportunities with errors, bad things happen.
Pitch to Swazi. Big breaking ball strike at 76, nothing and one. We've had four errors tonight, two on each side. It's not been a very clean game. Joe Swazi will tell you that. Chance for him to make it back. Runner at first, 0-1. Front door breaking ball, strike two on the inside corner. Swazi made an error earlier in the game. Did not lead to a run. But just not been a very clean game defensively. Swazi at first base tonight. Not his really natural position. He's more of an outfielder, but learning the trade. Chance with a runner at first and one out in the bottom of the eighth. Down 6-4. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Swazi cut up in that at bat by Mendoza, who again told you that strikeout rate, 32%. That's not by mistake, by the way. The man knows how to carve up a lineup. Cleveland had him in the beginning, and Pittsburgh said, yeah, we'll take him, please. Mendoza came over at the end of the year in 2018 in the offseason. So I've been with the Pirates for a while now. Here's Matt Rudick with one out. Pitch. Breaking ball low. One ball, no strikes. Mendoza from Torrance, California. High school pick. 1-0. Rudick slices it foul the other way into the crowd. One ball, one strike. So the last few guys for Greensboro have thrown well in relief. Carl had that inning and two-thirds scoreless. Yean and now Mendoza. 1-1. Rudick lines one to the second baseman. Jarvis dives. It's off his glove. And Greensboro has no play anywhere. Jarvis made a great effort diving to his right and knocked it down. He was looking for the force at second. But Lopez, who was covering the bag, left second base because he was chasing after the ball. Jarvis missed. So a base hit for Rudick. That's first and second, two outs.
Good effort by Jarvis, even if Lopez is at the back, probably doesn't have a play. Good jump off first by O'Neal that time. Cyclones with an opportunity for Rowdy Jordan. Chance to make a mark in his return.
Pitch. Fastball up and away at 91. One ball, no strikes. I was going to say Greensboro with that good relief pitching from Bradenton. They'll take some help. Charl pretty good. And Mendoza looking the part as well. Two strikeouts, but two base runners, an error, and a single. The 1-0. Breaking ball low. Jordan takes ball two. Cyclones down by two. Bottom of the eighth inning. It's 6-4 Greensboro. Under a jet black night sky. Lights of the stadium and the swirling colorful lights of the Thunderbolt and the rest of Coney Island. Lighting up the night sky in New York City's beach in Coney Island. 2-0. Cut on and fouled back. Fastball across the middle of the plate, and Jordan redirected it back behind him. A single in his first at bat back in a month. Two groundouts and a flyout for Rowdy. Swirls the bat around two, three, four times. Hungry for a good pitch. Mendoza's 2-1. Breaking ball right there for a strike. Slowed it down to 76. Now Rowdy takes a hanger. It's two balls and two strikes. Gonzalez yanked way over towards the first baseline, guarding against anything down behind him into the corner. Jarvis over as well from second base. Lopez the shortstop, up the middle. Ordonez the third baseman, off the line. 2-2. Breaking ball got him looking. Jordan takes strike three, and the inning is over. So Mendoza ends up striking out three in the inning, and the Cyclones with another opportunity to score do not. Brooklyn, since scoring four runs, has left six men on base in the last four innings, and they leave two more here. No runs, one hit, one error, two left. Off to the ninth, it's 6-4 Greensboro in Brooklyn now on the Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network. Just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Into the ninth inning on this Irish night. Irish eyes earlier in the game were smiling on the Cyclones. They have now turned their gaze towards Greensboro. At 6-4, Grasshoppers into the ninth. Cyclones had hoped that in this top of the ninth they were just three outs away. But Abraham Gutierrez had other plans with a go-ahead three-run home run to put the Hoppers up by two. Sammy Siani leads off against Justin Courtney. Courtney trying to keep it where it is before the bottom of the ninth. The pitch. The lefty Siani takes outside. Ball one. Siani a walk, a stolen base tonight. But bounced into a double play and lined out to Nick Gattis at second. Justin's 1-0. Hits the outside corner at 91 to even the count. So the Cyclones, at least the good news, is that in the ninth inning, Consuegra, Gattis, Perosa, 3-4-5 are due up. 1-1. Rolled over to the right side. Swazi down to a knee. Fields and trots to first base. Gets there before Siani for the out. That Gutierrez home run was such a shocker because Justin Courtney's been so good. He was ahead, actually, 0-1, and just hung a breaking ball. Gutierrez tattooed it off the video board. Cyclones offense now taking center stage when we get there in the bottom of the ninth inning. Time for them to step up like they did yesterday. Fajardo in, the lefty at the plate. First pitch from Courtney crosses the knees for strike one. Fajardo, a ribby single his last time, the 0-1. Sliced foul to the left for strike two. It's also the second home run that Courtney has given up this year. Unfortunately, both of them have been very, very dramatic. But when you're a reliever, I guess if you give up a home run, it's probably dramatic. 0-2, roller to first. Swazi feels a very high hop right behind the bag and takes it again for the second consecutive time. Two down in the top of the ninth inning. Now, the first home run that Courtney gave up came at Bowling Green. You might remember Justin gave up a walk-off home run to the Bowling Green Hot Rods in a 9-8 loss. One of the tough ones from the first half. Here's Mike Jarvis with two down. Pitch. Fastball missed up and in for ball one. Tanner Murray was the guy to get it done. It was Justin Courtney's first pitch in relief. It was a backbreaker. 1-0. Breaking ball, strike at the knees. 1-1. That's what makes relief pitching so difficult. You have to have that short-term memory. Courtney has that short-term memory. 5-0 retired since. Next pitch, fouled back by Jarvis on the fastball. 1-2. Greensboro up 6-4. Top of the ninth inning. Base is empty. Two down. Jarvis behind 1-2. Courtney closes off. Raises the cleats. Pitch. Line towards the shortstop. Over Newton's head into the alley in left center field. Jarvis around first. Stops. Palmer throws back in from center. So a two-out hit for Mike Jarvis. His first hit of the night. And Greensboro with two outs has a runner aboard for Jacob Gonzalez.
Second time we've seen Justin Courtney make a mistake. Jarvis didn't hit the ball quite as hard as Gutierrez. Line shot left center field. Greensboro with some life here in the ninth.
Gonzalez a single his last time. He's 1-for-4. Pitch. The righty takes a fastball strike in the inner half. Raises his arms, that one sword under his elbows. Nothing in one. Gonzalez, a big kid, 6'3", about 200 pounds. Open stance from the right side. Courtney's 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball ripped towards the wall down the left field line. It is a pounder off the bottom of the fence. Jarvis around second, heads for third. Rudick fires towards Newton. Newton fires to the plate. Here's the throw. Here's the tag. He is out. Matt Rudick, Shervin Newton, and Matt O'Neill cut down Mike Jarvis at home plate to end the inning. What a relay for the Cyclones to keep it at 6-4. Justin Courtney gets out of the jam and gets the Cyclones into the bottom of the ninth inning in striking distance. What a turn. We go to the bottom of the ninth. 6-4 Grasshoppers in Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
August 4th is Italian night at Maimonides Park. Wear red, white, and green as we celebrate Italian heritage and Italian Americans throughout the night and have a tribute to disco. The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Forza soccer jersey. Grab your pizza or cook some spaghetti as we say cheers to Italy. Visit BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets to learn more today.
Cyclone's triple play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's famous fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclone's cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
Oliver Mateo comes on to try to close out the game for the Greensboro Grasshoppers. Brooklyn at the plate, down 6-4 to the Pittsburgh Pirates affiliate. Cyclones just turned an unbelievable relay at the plate to end the top of the ninth. And Stanley Consuegra at the dish to lead it off in the bottom of the frame. Righty against righty. Mateo pitching for the second time in the series. First toss fouled at home plate by Consuegra. Strike one. Mike Jarvis at first. Jacob Gonzalez yanks one down the left field line. And Matt Rudick threw to Sherva Newton, who threw to Matt O'Neill to get Jarvis at the plate to end the inning, and more importantly, keep it 6-4. Pitch outside. One ball, one strike. Consuegra, Gattis, Peroza, and maybe the bench. Ramirez and Mena hanging out at Luis Rivera's disposal. 1-1. Popped up over the mound. Mateo pointing, and now he's the only guy in the area. Finally gets out of the way. Gonzalez comes over from first to make the catch. Well, one down. And I think that our friends in Greensboro made a change. Ernie Ordonez is now over at first base, so Ordonez made the snag. Lopez now over to third base. And it looks like Francisco Acuna at short. Nonetheless, there's one down in the ninth inning for Nick Gattis. Brooklyn down by two. Pitch. Gattis on a check swing, ball in the dirt. Held up. It's one ball and no strikes. So Gonzalez comes out of the game. That's the only change. And Acuna into the game. The lift and the 1-0. Gattis fouls back the fastball at 97. One ball, one strike. Grasshoppers bullpen, totally they're about their reputation, but Mateo's been pretty good. 28 strikeouts in 16 innings. But his walks get him in trouble, more than one walk per inning. 1-1. Up and away with 96. Two balls and a strike. Has an ERA of 4.41 in 17 games. But he has saved three out of four. Trying to get it done again tonight. From the belt, the 2-1. Gattis takes down low. That was 85 on the slider. And Andy Rodriguez, before he throws back to his pitcher, pumps his hands, palms down towards his belt, saying, calm down, Oliver. Don't overthrow. Maybe Gattis can pick up on a freebie here. Three balls and a strike. Here's a pitch. Ripped towards left center field. Head on the run. Deep towards the warning track. Head turns. It is a one-hopper off the fence. 412 feet to center. Gattis around second. Races to third. Dives and hugs his arms around the bag with a triple. Nick Gattis caught one letter high and sent it as far as he could to center field without hitting it out. It's his first triple of the year. And the Cyclones are set up in the ninth.
Testing the limits of Maimonides Park. Missed a homer by a matter of feet. And a really good, nice job of hitting by Nick Gattis. Tendency 3-1, down by two. Might want to take a pitch. Nope, he was all over it and drilled it to center field.
Now Peroza, who has homered tonight. Brooklyn is down two. Mateo's pitch. Swing and a miss. So Peroza really chased up high. That was 96 up at the letters. A two-run home run back in the third. A home run right here ties the game. Mateo deals. Bounces to the plate. Rodriguez can't find it. Gattis got a bad jump. Doesn't go anywhere. Now, certainly a missed opportunity. But does it crush the rally? Probably not. You still need two runs. Rodriguez got really banged up on that bouncer to the plate. Mateo totally spiked it. And Andy couldn't find it. Gattis got maybe 25 feet down and thought better of it. One ball, one strike on Peroza. Mateo set, belt high. Raises and deals. Bounces another one to the plate. Rodriguez knocks it down right in front of home.
The one thing about that play is that, yes, Gattis might have been able to score, but you better be sure. Down by two at third base, got two outs to work with. Might have been close, and Nick Gattis smart, as he did again on the next pitch that was in the dirt. No reason to take a chance. Down by two. Run at the plate is the one that matters.
And Luis Rivera comes down from third base. Now, what's the conversation here with Trevor Matthews, the home plate umpire?
Said Peroza went around for strike two.
Okay, so it's a check swing. So instead of two and one, it's one and two. And again, that ball bounced 2 or 3 feet in front of home plate. So now Jose is behind. Rodriguez sets up away. Mateo huffing a pump. 1-2 pitch. Bounces past Rodriguez all the way back to the wall, and Gattis can walk home. Nick scores from third base at 6-5.
That would qualify as being sure that you can score. Off the glove, right back to the wall. And the Cyclones within a run. Nick Gattis getting the rally started. Now, kid Jose Peroza follow.
Mateo has not come close in a few pitches, but it's 2-2 on Peroza. Infield back, one out in the ninth. Base is empty. Pitch. Chop foul at home plate. Sometimes it's a mental thing for hitters and for teams. You want to rally. It's good to have guys on base while you rally. But there's something right now about the bases being empty. So Gattis not scoring that wild pitch. Almost felt like the rally was still going. 2-2. Swing and a miss and a ball in the dirt. Rodriguez, the catcher, picks it up, steps in front of home plate, throws down to first, two down. Cyclones down to their final out. And the batter, Shervin Newton.
And Mateo has had his share of control issues this season and in this game. But Jose Peroza about as locked in as you can be at the plate right now, swinging a really good bat, and he just swung at a couple in the dirt. Shows you how good Mateo's stuff is.
Newton with a couple of walks tonight. Pitch. Tag towards center field. Head in on it and makes the catch to end the game. Stung by Shervin, but it's the final out. And it's Greensboro that wins its first game of the series. A 6-5 come-from-behind victory on Irish night. The guys in green end up getting it done, I guess. Right on cue. Tough one to swallow for the Cyclones, who in the ninth do get one run on one hit. But lose 6-5. We'll be back to wrap it up next from Maimonides Park on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Looking for a great way to start your weekend? Try Friday nights at Maimonides Park. All season long, Friday Cyclones home games will feature discounted alcoholic beverages like $6 24-ounce domestic beers and more to jumpstart your time away from the office. Plus, everyone in attendance gets a post-game trip around the bases. It's a home run. Make it a Friday night in Brooklyn with the Cyclones.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so.
That's why it's time to make it an Il Coliseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColiseoRistorante.com. Back at Maimonides Park for the final totals and the postgame show. Get you over to Nick in just a moment. Keith Rad with you. First, the totals. Greensboro wins this one 6-5. Pirates affiliate goes 6 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors. And Greensboro tonight left 6 men on base. Brooklyn, who ended up leaving 10 on base, 5 runs, 8 hits, and 2 errors. The victory goes to Dante Mendoza. Justin Courtney takes the tough luck loss, giving up the 3-run go-ahead home run and the blown save. And the save goes to Oliver Mateo. Time of the game, 2 hours and 53 minutes. And our Irish night crowd of 3,587. Cyclones fall to 9-9 in the second half. Greensboro gets one back, goes to 8-9 in the second half. It's one that belonged, Nick, to the Cyclones for as long as possible, or almost, before that 3-run home run. And kind of a tail between your legs type feeling after this loss.
Yeah, certainly a tough one tonight. Cyclones had to feel really good getting into the back portion of the ball game. They've been so good in that situation this year. Tonight, with the loss after giving up the 3-run homer in the 8th inning, Brooklyn to 28-3, leading after 7, and that's been a spot that they've just been so locked down, and really startling to see them cough up a lead in the late stages of the ball game. But Greensboro, an offense that can wake up at any time, and a lot of credit goes to their pitching staff tonight for the way that they were able to keep the Grasshoppers in it. Cyclones with 4 early runs in the first 3 innings. But the middle of the ball game that saw Greensboro hold the Cyclones scoreless for 5 straight frames, really the difference in the ball game, allowing them to mount what ended up being a comeback victory in the 6-5 final tonight. Cyclones came into this evening's ball game looking for a 3rd straight win to open the series and were off and running early. Rowdy Jordan with a base hit, and the Cyclones gifted a run in the first. Nick Gattis, a ground ball to shortstop, E6, and the Cyclones on the board first. Greensboro would answer in the top of the 2nd inning. Andy Rodriguez with a double, moved over to 3rd on a ground out. It scored on a Luis Moreno balk, but the Cyclones would regain the lead in the bottom half of the inning. They loaded the bases with nobody out. RBI fielder's choice off the bat of Matt Rudick. And that, a situation in the ball game that Brooklyn might point to and say, left a little meat on the bone. Had the bases loaded, nobody out. Fielder's choice by Swazi, fielder's choice by Rudick, and a ground out by Jordan. Brooklyn had their chance, limited to just the 1 run after loading them up. Brooklyn tacked on to the lead. 2-run shot off the bat of Jose Peroza, who continued his hot hitting. 5th homer of the season to score Gattis, who reached on a walk in front of him. The wall scraper to the opposite field, just over the leaping try of Yoiner Fajardo in right field. And the Cyclones out to the 4-1 lead and feeling pretty good because Luis Moreno was sharp on the bump. Went 5 2/3, allowed 5 hits, 2 runs, just 1 earned, a walk, and 2 strikeouts. 3 shutdown frames after the Cyclones got him a 3-run lead. And then the 1 run that he allowed before departing in the 6th inning, unearned. E6 double by Rodriguez. Gutierrez reaching out an E3. That ended Moreno's night. But the double off the bat of Rodriguez scoring Mike Jarvis, who reached down an error to open the frame. And Greensboro getting a run back. They get a run closer to make it a 1-run ball game in the 7th. Hudson Head reaching on a walk. 2-out RBI single off the bat of Yoiner Fajardo. And all of a sudden, the Cyclones sweating just a little bit. It's a 1-run ball game, and they set themselves up to do some serious damage in the top of the 8th inning. Jacob Gonzalez led off the frame with a single, walked by Andy Rodriguez. And against Justin Courtney, who had been so reliable, had not given up a run in who knows how long. Abraham Gutierrez hits him for the three-run homer over the video board and left, and the Cyclones, with one swing, all of a sudden, all the good work goes by the wayside, find themselves trailing 6-4. Brooklyn getting a run back in the ninth inning. Nick Gattis slamming a triple. Dead center field, came around to score on a wild pitch, but Brooklyn can get no further than bringing the tying run to the plate. Strikeout by Peroza, fly out by Shervin Newton, and the Cyclones falling after putting together the good start to the ball game in the early lead by a score of 6-5, and had a great opportunity to take the first three in this series, but will have to settle for the first two out of three headed into Friday's game four. Around the South Atlantic League, Wilmington and Hickory are in the bottom of the eighth inning. Blue Rocks on top 12-8 at LP Franz Stadium. Greenville and Hudson Valley have gone final. The Drive with an 8-1 win over the Renegades at Dutchess Stadium. So Greenville wins again. Good news for the Cyclones in the standings. Rome, a 2-0 win over Bowling Green at Advent Health Stadium. Winston-Salem and Asheville have gone final. Tourists win that one by a score of 5-4. Asheville to 33-49 on the full season. And Jersey Shore and Aberdeen at the completion of the game suspended yesterday. A 6-3 win for the Blue Claws, who finally get a measure of revenge against Aberdeen, who takes them down in the nightcap at Lido's Field at Ripken Stadium. 5-4 Aberdeen in the scheduled game for tonight between those two sides. In the Mets organization, Binghamton, a 6-1 win over Erie at UPMC Park. Luke Ritter with his eighth home run of the season. Dunedin and St. Lucie needed 10 innings, but the Mets affiliate, 5-4 winners over the Blue Jays low A affiliate, and Syracuse takes down Jacksonville 6-4 at NBT Bank Stadium. So Binghamton, St. Lucie, and Syracuse all winners. Brooklyn looking to get back into the win column tomorrow. Cyclones drop to 9-9 on the second half, and Greensboro improving to 8-9 with the victory tonight. And the Cyclones, with a 7 o'clock first pitch tomorrow, will send Carson Seymour to the mound against Jared Jones, looking to get back on track after a tough decision tonight. That should just about wrap it up for us this evening. Once again, the final score, Greensboro comes from behind to score 3 in the eighth and take game 3 of this 6-game set by a score of 6-5. Join us again tomorrow for game 4 of this 6-game set between Brooklyn and Greensboro. First pitch at 7 o'clock right back here at Maimonides Park. Cyclones pregame on the air on MILB.TV and the Brooklyn Cyclones radio network at 6:40. Carson Seymour against Jared Jones. Until next time, Nick DeLuca and Keith Radd saying thanks for hanging out with us tonight. You've been listening to Cyclones Baseball on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.